League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Boom, what is good with y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Nick at Night. Sorry for the lag last week. Logan fucking sucks. Sweet Tea also sucks. Couldn't get shit out. But anyways, today we got a special guest. We got one of my good homies and also one of the first dudes I had ever met that had his own business even before anybody else. So everybody give a warm welcome to Dom.
Yup. Right, what's up, everybody?
Yeah. Also very highly requested.
Facts.
Yeah. Wait,
like,
really?
Yeah, dude. Every time I posted, that's why I low-key like, I don't know if you remember, I texted you a while back. I texted you like a month ago.
Yeah.
Because, like, you were the first person. And then...
But I always thought I'd be, like, boring. I don't know.
Bro, because the thing is, like, this is really, like... Obviously, like, we go off topic, but, like, I really like talking about business and shit like that.
Yeah. So, like, that's what his is kind of right now. He's trying to do, like, more business, kind of, like, ground
stuff. That's what I like talking
about. But he sucks.
Smooth. I mean, see, like, I always thought it was more of, like, I don't know, for, like, the audience. Because I feel like, I don't know, the audience that, like, kind of we have is just, like, more of a...
Yeah, more fucking around and shit like that. But that's why I like experimenting, like... with business and shit. Like, bro, my live on TikTok last night was going crazy, bro. And we were only speaking about business.
Really?
And, like, bro, random ass people I've never talked to in my life. Like,
damn,
like, super interested and shit.
Smooth.
So, you know, like, there's a good niche.
And then even before that, even before, like, we got him to fucking host on our show, like, people would always be like, we want Dom. Mm-hmm. Especially because you weren't in These Fools.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, we just want Dom by himself. Like, where the fuck is he?
Damn, that's smooth. Bro, I always was just like... I kind of like, not no offense, but I was like, why do they want me on there? Like, it's gonna be boring. I feel like people don't even know who I am.
But,
you know?
but you say that, but like when I first met you, like I remember having like a fucking like hour long conversation with you outside. Like, we were just chilling. I was
were
like,
were you drunk a little bit?
Nah, it was after we played basketball. It wasn't the first time I met you, but it was like probably.
I was
like,
talking about that. That's
yeah,
what I was
that's
talking
right,
about.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I was talking about that exact. You were there when I hit on my parlay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm down $90,000.
Are you really?
No, like 16. That's why I don't sports bet right now.
Do you sports bet?
Nah, I don't. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Have you tried it?
I've listened to people, and I'm just like, nah. Like, if I'm not in it, I'm not studying it. Or if I like,
yeah.
If like I don't know the teams, and I'm like. Like today, he just came in the car and he was like, "Oh, I went off of the first quarter. Like, I don't know anything about betting, like
price
quarters
picks?
Or like whatever it is." And I'm just like, "Nah, it's not for me." Even like gambling, it's like I know how to play poker, blackjack, and like all that stuff. But whenever I go to Vegas, bro,
mm-hmm.
I lose every time.
Mm-hmm. See, I love gambling, but I don't think I will ever gamble with like a fuck ton of money. I like playing blackjack, but more just for like
to be there,
having like the fun of winning.
Yeah,
the fucking depression of losing. But
yeah.
Then also too, like you get free drinks. It's just fun, especially with your homies.
With the homies,
like Vegas
cool.
and stuff.
Yeah,
Vegas. Yeah. So Vegas, the only time I'll play if I'm like waiting to get inside of a club or something.
All the homies
like
right
Dre's at night.
Like sit down. Like,
it's just not even. I just let them all go and like you know they want to talk to girls and all that stuff. I'm like I'm gonna just sit at a table real quick.
It's fun. Yeah.
And I just literally that's my pregame.
Fine, man.
And then there I'll win. And then it's when I come out.
Hey, yeah, you come out all 20,000 on black.
Literally,
what the fuck
bro. And I'm just like, what? I come back, I'm like, damn, I had way more chips.
Yeah, when you're fucking drunk and you're gambling, you make stupid decisions.
Yeah, that shit
decisions.
Is.
But sometimes it does come out.
Yeah, it does.
One time, my 21st birthday, I came up crazy and I was like, what the fuck? I was just going to every table and just going on like red or black.
On roulette. I only do roulette either.
On roulette, and then I would hit. And I go to the next one, double it, hit. Next one, double it, hit. And I did it with all my friends. So I don't know if it was just the energy that was there. And then we're just like, fuck it. But that was lit.
I remember.
I got shit luck. I can't do that.
I remember for Danny's 21st birthday, he likes doing roulette, but he likes doing it on like the fucking the machine, not the
dealer.
And he put in 100, and he's like, all right, Logan, like just pick a color. He's like, don't show me. He's like, just pick something. I went to go touch like a number. Instead, I put like snake eyes or something, so it draws like a snake on the board, and it put $100 on it. And we were like, bro, what the fuck
like,
did you
click?
Just do? Boom, hits. He won like fucking like 480.
Damn.
And that's the only thing that's cool about shit like that.
Yeah. He got lucky and he was like, I fucking love you. And then from there, I would pick and I ended up winning him like 800 that night.
Damn.
And he didn't give me shit.
Damn.
Yeah, shitty ass
haters. Right. Sweet Tea sucks all the way around, honestly. Seriously.
Especially Danny.
This was that
right?
Nah, I fucking, when I was on it though. Good. Like when we were fucking, when we first had talked, I was doing sports betting like crazy. I was waking up like every day, 6 a.m. betting. And like I was up. There's weeks. That's the thing is like when you're up, you're up. And then when you're down, you're fucking down. Like I had weeks where I was like up 30, 40K. And then I don't know if you saw, I posted like my loss sheet, bro, when they fucking like called back a play. Just because they called back that play, bro, I was up 3 weeks in a row and then I was down 46K.
Oh, because of that play?
Just because that just, one play damn. Fucked my whole shit up. And I was up previously, so I was all fucking, the day before, I was like, yeah, I'm up 30K.
Yeah, see, if I listened to like a homie and like we were winning and then like whatever and that happened, bro, I'd, be, so, I'd be like, I'm never doing this shit.
That's what happened. I stopped. I was like, you know, fuck it, bro. I cut my losses and I'm like, I'll call it. I'll get back into it maybe like summertime when I get like a little more chill, but right now I need a break, bro. I was getting too due into it. Fuck all that.
Yeah, I can't do gambling. I don't want to. I don't know. Like it's gambling, you know. I'd rather be secure on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah, you want to just do it with money that you don't give a fuck about.
Yeah, exactly. For now, it's like I'm just trying to stack up, you know. So it's like if I had money to fuck around and be like, here's 20 grand, fucking just fuck it. Maybe.
Yeah, that's. But at that point, like, who wouldn't?
Yeah, know? Exactly. You know.
Run fuck around.
So how was it for you, like growing up?
Growing up, to be honest, I want to be a cop.
You did.
That's
you,
what I wanted for a long time.
Yeah,
bro.
You definitely could be a cop.
That's what everybody
like
says.
Like SWAT or some like, crazy shit on top of everything else. Like,
bro, that's exactly what I wanted. Cop. Like, yeah. I wanted to just be like, I don't know. I went to like a cadet program and then I ended up enjoying it. And my grades weren't really like there. So I was just like, I don't college is not for me. School's not for me. Like, I don't want to do this really. And then.
Were you scared at the time? Because like when I went to school, everybody was going to college too. Like, was that the same for you?
That was like my maybe junior year of high school, and that's what kind of taught me like more discipline and like stuff like that. And then I ended up winning like an award for most inspirational, like throughout like I think it was like 1500 students or whatever. And then I ended up like people kind of like referred me to like a program. It was called the POP program. So from there,
wait, was this at like your actual school or like the cadet?
No, this is like a cadet program. Oh, so shit. It's like basically, I would have to skip my senior year of high school, and then I would go to a police academy every day, and I would be up like at 4 a.m. I would have to drive out to LAX, and then I would pick up people like along the way, the people that like weren't able to drive or whatever, and I'd just charge them. I had a Prius, charge them $100 a head.
That's smart.
Yeah,
a week or a day?
A week.
Damn, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, it was lit. I was profiting off that, and I had a job too, and I was going to school after. But it was cool because like. In that program, I ended up being, like, staff sergeant, which was, like, the highest rank in that program. So I was able to kind of, like, pick and choose what I wanted to do. And it was basically your first year of college and your senior year at the same time. So I graduated from West LA College through the police program. But I didn't do any of the senior activities. Like, I didn't go to prom. I didn't go to, all that stuff.
You regret
that. I was able to do it, but I don't know. I just wasn't there and active, so it was just, like, it didn't make sense for me, you know? So I was like, fuck it. But it taught me to just be my like keep my head down and all this stuff.
So did you have friends back then?
Yeah.
Or like were you kind of no? It's because
so nah, I was a loner.
Nah, it's because like you didn't do like your senior year of high school and shit. So
no,
I felt
yeah,
like
I still
kinda, like,
I still hung out with a lot of people. My dad had like a food truck at the time, so every Friday I would still be at the food truck, and it's right next to my high school that I went to.
Okay.
So like I would always see like people there, and then I always stayed in contact with like my friends. I have friends that I'm still in contact with since like fifth grade, and they went to different high schools. So I would hang out with everybody in their high school, and then other weekends I would hang out with my friends in my high school, and then I had friends at like Kennedy. Yeah, I was everywhere.
That's tight.
Like a lot of people kind of like, I'm not saying I'm like known in the valley, but a lot of people do know like kind of I go everywhere, you know?
Yeah, especially if you're
I never like have any like bad friends or like, you know, I never like cut ties with people who are like in a bad way. So it's like,
that's super
tight, I don't know, I just show love with as much as I can because, you know, it's going to pay back in the long run.
Facts.
Yeah. But yeah, growing up, it was just, I don't know. I mean, you want to know, like, back end shit or like that? Cause
whatever you feel comfortable.
You want to speak about.
We'll stay there then.
Yeah.
We'll stay there.
But, yeah, I mean, I can say, like, I didn't even, like, live, like, a perfect life, you know? But, like, I had mom, dad, stepdad. And my real dad was just, like, in Mexico. He got locked up when I was, like, maybe, like, 6, 7 until I was 21. Yeah. He it was, like, his third strike, so he got sent to Mexico. And then I never really spoke with him. His whole family kind of like cut me off. And then my parents got into a sticky situation where they ended up being a divorce at 18. Right after that program, because I got my degree right before I turned 18. Well, I graduated on stage. I needed one more class to actually get like the certificate.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was English. I hate English. And I was like, fuck
that. I actually
love English. So I literally just needed to take that English class and I have my certificate.
Yeah.
But I was just like, nah. that, like, I'm not gonna take it. Like, I ended up not wanting to be a cop after that because I got disqualified twice.
Oh, and then oh,
I was like, fuck it, whatever. Underage drinking. Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Hey, listen, true to the roots, my boy.
Yeah, bro. So, well, they taught me integrity. So, yeah. You know, whenever I knew whenever I took a test, I was just being honest.
Yeah, like, you were telling straight up. Like, yeah.
And then I have a polygraph after, so it's a lie detector test.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm not going to, like, yeah, I was taught that.
A lot of people lie on that shit.
But a captain told me you should have lied.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro. I was like, you guys taught me, like, all this stuff, and now you tell me that? It was OD. But right after that program, my parents ended up divorcing. And, like, we kind of, like, lost, like, almost everything. Then we had to move with my grandma, like, in her, like, ADU in the garage. And then I moved, like, in one of the rooms inside. But then she was, like, Jehovah and, like, all this stuff.
Oh, so shit. I couldn't, so it was even, clashing,
like,
a lot.
But I wanted to watch. I like magic. So, like, I wanted to watch, what is it? Now You See Me.
I knew you. Bro. Oh, I love that fucking
It was dude, Now You See Me 2. Yeah. I forgot which one it was. Yeah. And then
you weren't allowed to watch it because
bro,
it's against,
she made me turn it off and all this stuff. And then, like, I had a girlfriend at the time, and she's like, "Leave your door open and all this stuff." And I'm like, "Yo, when I used to live in my, like, mom's crib, I used to live in the garage. Like, mm-hmm. it was literally just a garage
That's
with
fucking
like
sick.
A heater.
I always wanted to do that.
Yeah, but it was like my dad's wardrobe, and I would like cut a little bit of it off, and then it was my bed, and then like I had a couch from like our old house. And then a TV. And I was just like, whenever I had homies over, I just opened the garage. And
that's
then,
fucking
like,
that's
pretty tight, actually. That's tight, yeah.
Yeah, so it was cool. So I was able to just, like, have my own thing there, you know? And I was, like, separated from, like, everybody in the house. And then when I moved to my grandma's house, it was just, like, I couldn't do that. So from there, I was just like, fuck this. And I've tried to figure out, like, what I wanted to do. And my homie, actually, his name's Adrian. I was really close with him. Now I'm really close with his little brother, Chris, which is little Chris.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. So
so you're friends with Chris's older brother before Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because
Chris was like, Chris was just a little like maniac. He was just like, he was in Boston and he was just like doing his shit.
Yeah.
But like, he was a little bit like a little fuck up, but like, he was very smart.
Shout out Chris, man.
Yeah, shout out Chris. But his family let me move in with them, and they had like a whole room. So, because I was always over and like, their family.
So you're like family anyways. Yeah.
Yeah. So it just, they're cool with it. And I'm like very respectful for like a lot of things, you know? So. It's not like I was leaving a mess and like, you know, all this shit. Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's
so they let me move in. And then, yeah, it was just, that's when I started, like, I was working at LA Fitness at the time. And it was like sales. So sales was like, that's what kind of I learned, like, you know, I feel like sales was everything.
How to push your strategy and shit.
Yeah. You like sales, huh?
I love sales.
Oh, dude.
It's just like talking to people. It's
so
just
was
like,
that,
cool.
Was that technically your first business venture?
No.
No?
So it wasn't. I mean, sales in general, like, yeah, that's when
no,
I
yeah, I don't mean like your own business. I mean, like, that was the first time you got into
yeah.
like, you
well, I mean,
about business.
I always worked at, like, since I was turned 16, when I was legally able to have a job, I worked at the mall. So I worked.
Oh, so
like,
you're kind of always with sales?
I worked at Wilson's Leather in, like, Northridge Mall. And then
was,
from there.
It was commission based?
There, no. But I was, like, I was trying to, like, it was a very, like, they're pretty big at the time. But, like, I knew somebody that knew, like, corporate or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would always have a lot of sales. So I was just like, let's implement something or something else, whatever. And then Wilson's Leather, I mean, I'm sorry, Fossil wanted to recruit me. And then, I mean, at the time I was like, oh, shit. Like, you know, everyone, like, starting to hear my name, whatever. And then they wanted me. And I was just like, I went with them. I was a leather specialist, which I taught people, like, leather. And then I would make them buy it. And I fucking, flash, bro, that
and
was
you
like,
were like 17, 16?
Leather's yeah, I was like, yeah, 17 at the time.
Bro,
then,
I was 16. I was playing with my wiener.
That's right.
I was 24 playing with my wiener.
Yeah, and then I went to Aldo, and that's when I was like a manager at like when I turned 18, because I don't think they could have given him to me when I was
younger than that.
Yeah, younger than that. Yeah. So when I was 18, I became a manager at Aldo, and I was like taking care of the whole team or whatever. But yeah, from there, that's when, like, after that, I had a girlfriend at the time, and her cousin worked at, or her cousin's boyfriend worked at LA Fitness, and he was just like, yo, come over here, like, we get bonuses, you know, like, you can make a, you can top commissions on there.
Yeah, I heard they
like
get paid pretty good.
Yeah, they get paid pretty good. I was doing pretty decent. Like, from when I look back at my, like those years, I was like what the fuck was I doing with that money? You know, like, I was like, what the fuck? I had, like, a Mustang, and then I was paying rent, and then I would just be going out, like, I don't know. I was just fucking around. Then that's when I was like, okay, that's when I was like maybe like 20. And then I was turning 21 and I was like, fuck this, bro. I don't want to be like working with anybody anymore. So then my homie was doing drop shipping at the time. So he was doing drop shipping and he was doing like decent with drop shipping. And I was like, you know, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to quit. I'm going to learn it. And I'm going to like just do my own shit.
Yeah.
But I quit. My dumbest thing I ever did was quit, go to Vegas. Wait. I quit, went to Vegas, right?
Because
it was literally my birthday coming up. And like his birthday is also June. And we've been friends since like fifth grade, right? And I had money saved up and I had money stocked up. And we were just like, it's our 21st.
Fuck it.
Let's do it right. And I was just like, fuck. All right, fuck it. Got a penthouse that wrapped around the whole thing.
Oh my God. Like, bro, already overdid it, bro.
We overdid it, bro.
I was like, bro, how did you fuck up in Vegas?
No, trust, bro.
The start of the
I was
story,
like, okay, so we got a penthouse, right?
The same exact one in Hangover.
No, it was Floyd Mayweather's like old one or some shit, bro.
Yeah, worse.
Like some old one. It was like it wrapped half around the palms, and our friends didn't have money at the time.
So
right.
Like, fuck it, just
so we bought a Sprinter van, and I was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna drive the Sprinter van. Everybody come through. Don't worry about the stay. Just pay for your own food. Like we'll get everything else. Like blah blah blah. Like he was making money too.
Yeah.
And then I had money saved up, and I was making money too. So we went there.
Should have been friends with you.
No cap, bro. Oh, I was like, I just wanted everybody to have a good time.
That's
all I wanted.
In that position,
it was 21. Yeah, it was my birthday. It was his birthday. We all have the same friends. My sister came with me. The second day out there, I had Amex at the time, so I had Amex points, and I flew my mom out.
Ooh,
and I was like, come, like, check this out. Like, you know, I was 21, so I was like, yeah, this is the, like, I'm you know,
doing
like,
right.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck it. And I'm not saying I blew all my money there, but then we came back, bro.
How much did you spend in Vegas?
That was like, I think it was like 12,000. Like, yeah, at
just
21.
You were both
like,
of you guys.
It was like both of us together.
Honestly, that's not too bad.
It's not, but like, at 21, bro,
yeah.
I was like,
is that
fuck,
not too
bro.
Bad?
Okay, bro, they got a fucking penthouse that Mayweather used to fucking.
And they spent $12,000. I hope you could see Mayweather for that price.
Yeah, no cap.
You're talking about a lot of fucking money. What the fuck?
At the time, I look back and I'm like, why did I do that? Because like I wasn't making that much money. Where
yeah,
it was just like,
a
where
lot,
it was
bro.
Like, fuck. Like, you know?
A lot now, bro. So imagine when you're fresh 21. Like,
It was a good story though.
Like, no, it is a good memory too.
It was, bro. It was great. It was like Lil Pump was like popping up, and
yeah,
we're just 5 a.m. listening to Lil Pump
nah,
like on top of the pool table.
That
like
forever,
just
bro.
It had surround sound speakers in a theater, bro. We were fucking. It was lit.
And
it was lit.
Fucked
like I don't regret time. It because it's like it's memories that like you know money comes and goes.
Forever,
so
yeah.
I'm not really tripping on that. And the fact that I was able to do that, cool. Like it was amazing. And then my mom was out there too. Like it was a good time. And then. I don't know. My dumbass decided to like come back and then go to fucking Cabo.
Oh,
oh my gosh!
You know,
got worse.
So like I just was like on a little streak, and then I finally hit like my back against the wall, and I was like, all right, like let's start doing shit. You know.
Yeah.
So then yeah, I started my own business, and my first business venture was it was called Cop App. I actually got it like tatted, like right here.
Oh shit!
What the fuck?
Like, it's called what Cop?
Cop App. So I got Cop, and then he got App. I think I have Cop, right? It's been so long.
No, bro, you got ass.
Oh,
you got
I was like, oh shit. I got Preem?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was called Preem Cop, and then we changed it to Cop App.
Okay.
See,
I was
bro,
like,
I forgot.
I was like,
like
bro,
it's
am
been
I
a minute. I got this in like, this was like 2018.
Isn't it supposed to fade away? It looks like
yeah,
you just
but
got
like,
that
the guy that did it, it was supposed to be here.
Yeah, it's
bro,
inside.
He did it like
yeah.
here.
Yeah, no.
I went to Hollywood Boulevard. Hollywood Boulevard just drunk as fuck. And then I was just like, fuck it.
That's another hard.
And then it was for YouTube. Like, we were like doing YouTube at the time and just saying like what happened. Yeah. If we would, I feel like if we would have stayed with that, it would have been lit. But
yeah.
I was the only one doing like everything for that, so I was like, "Fuck that!" Like I don't want to keep picking up the camera.
That shit sucks. Shit sucks.
Yeah, I want to have somebody just follow
bro,
me.
Bro, I
know?
Hate doing that shit now.
Yeah,
and I've been doing this shit.
But hey, you guys are at it though, so you
not
know,
me.
And now I'm like, this was has this thing, you know.
7 a.m. I'm like, yeah, I guess we'll go film whatever.
fuck. What was
you were
saying?
Your first business venture.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was app. It was a $25 subscription company, but I got everything for retail. So,
oh, cop as in cop. I thought
yeah,
you were
like
about
I'm gonna go cop some shoes.
Oh,
you know,
you're
like,
talking about like cop, like with the cop shit.
No. So this is when I started going into streetwear.
Okay, that's
so. This
okay.
is my like I didn't really know much about streetwear. Like I knew like people that can get me shoes, mm-hmm. and like you know I always was like, oh, I would like to have those shoes one day.
Yeah,
but I never camped out for shit.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know, until that. So. Supreme was hidden at the time.
Yup.
So.
And have their drops. You get up yeah, Facebook. Buy everything off the catalog.
It was lit. Fun. Supreme was actually going crazy. If I would have resold everything, I would have made probably 10 times the amount. But
do you guys have bots back then or not?
No, not at that
damn,
time.
Damn,
so
you're
just because
I was yeah, I was running bots already. What year did you say this was?
This is 2018.
Oh, okay. No, so I started running bots like at 2020 because that's when like
yeah, that's when
2020,
I started getting into
you
bots
couldn't
too.
Find shit
yeah.
no more, bro. Like,
everything was like front end, and we only had one LA store.
Oh
so,
shit.
Bro, it was just, it's crazy because that business was actually really, like, really, really, like, the business model was good.
Mm-hmm.
So we would charge you $25. Every Saturday, we'd have a drop for retail.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd cop everything as much as we can throughout the week. And then Thursdays was Supreme drop. And I would go on Craigslist and I made a whole ad of how to sign up, how to do. Well, first I made an ad of like, hey, I'm looking for people to shop for me. Mm. And I would get tons of people. I put them in the Google Drive. And then every week we would send mass texts to like,
whoever got something.
To whoever, like, whoever wants to work with us, this is how much we're paying. If it was a good job, I'll pay extra amount. If it's a whack job, I'll pay like $100.
Yeah.
Right? But the $100, they'll get like 10, 15, 20 items.
Yeah.
And remember, at this time, it was only Supreme LA, Supreme New York.
Yeah.
So everybody around the U.S. wanted Supreme.
Yep.
So we're the only chance of getting it. You're basically, we called this your second chance at retail.
Yeah.
So
you couldn't get on the website.
Yeah, you couldn't. Yeah, everybody was fucking over the website. And then it came to the.
That's so fucking smart. That's still smart as fuck.
Yeah, no, I really think it can still take off. But
hell yeah.
It was just about the inventory problem. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, we got a lot of like mimics and try to copy us. But they're paying resale.
Yeah.
And then they're just losing a lot of money.
Yeah, they're buying resale, trying to sell.
Yeah, and then they didn't have the subscription model where it's like built like that. So me, in my end, I was pushing the fucking front end. So I was having people come shop for me and get everything there. And I would resell like maybe one or two items to cover the cost, right? But that shit was hitting, bro. I got an investor for that one right before the pandemic. It was actually Connie's cousin, John Monopoly. Bro, I've gained so many connections with that thing. Like, and I went to WeWork. So WeWork, I met like people through WeWork, and then they just like expanded everything else. And then we had like an advisor to kind of helping us like what to do. His name's like Rodney Williams. He owns like this thing called Listener, which is like now like the military has it and like all this shit. It's fucking crazy.
Damn.
But he introduced us to a lot of like pretty wealthy ass people. And where we met John Monopoly, he only invested $5,000, but we didn't want his money because we were making money at the time. That was my first business that did $1 million in a year in gross.
What?
Yeah. That one was like, it was doing really well. Like,
how old were you at this time?
22.
How old are you now?
YouTube, dog.
26.
26?
Yeah. Oh,
it's only fucking 2 years.
But it was lit. But 3 years ago. And then again, that was like funding our lifestyle at the time too. So like my homie had a nice car. I had a nice car. We're going out.
So you weren't really saving it, or
we weren't really saving it, which is also like a problem.
Do you regret that or no?
Again, like money comes and goes, mm-hmm. but I feel like now in our age, it's easy to make money. So like, I don't regret it. I regret the amount I spent for sure. I mean, I always do, but I go back into it. Yeah, the experience is great, because like, mind you, like a lot of people around us didn't have that much money, so we were covering a lot of stuff for all of our friends,
which is dope as fuck.
Yeah, so we were just like, you know.
Did you ever feel like you had people use you for your money?
Nah. Cause I know that I'm very genuine and I can read people very easily. Like I feel like I've gone through so many scenarios and shit where I know how to read people like right off the bat. So I know, I like, I don't know. That's just how I felt. And then like the people that were around us were like day ones kind of.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know.
So what I'm like fucking super fucking impressed about is how the fuck did you know how to do all this shit at such like a young age?
But I fucking had no clue.
But, I was about to ask that too.
But like the thing is you're over here saying like one the fucking
you had
idea.
The advisor, you had a bunch of investors. Like that shit's not easy shit to get where nowadays.
Where did you like learn all that stuff? How did you teach yourself or who taught you? And then two, like what pushed you to like keep going with it?
Yeah.
So I kind of just I had a partner at the time. His name was Josh. And we just like kind of just always worked together. We were constantly with each other every single day. And we're just like, okay, what can we do to make it better? How can we do this? How can we do this? And then we had like a little team kind of set up where we started creating more of a structure and a lot of things. And I don't know, for me, it's like, I like working. So I like just getting shit done.
Mm-hmm.
With like, we have to ship a whole bunch of bullshit and like, mm-hmm. you know, handle all that stuff. And I like doing that because it's like, you know, one, it's for my business. And then two, it teaches me a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
I like
when
shipping
I,
too,
that's when I learned I like how people. To do like a majority of the things there, and this was a minute ago too, and I don't even think it's like the best way to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing everything by hand, and like you know, typing all the addresses out, printing every single fucking label, doing all that shit. And then any problem, like for me, it's like I always have this thing where I kind of say it's like there's never any problems, only solutions. So it's like whenever something happens, it's like,
how can I fix it?
Yeah, it's not a problem. Yeah. Just how the fuck can we fix it? Let's just fix it. We'll figure it out. You know,
Smart. That's a good way to look at shit.
So just by doing that, and then I feel like that just keeping that like motto in my head is just how I kind of learn like how to do a lot of things because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah,
I just go day by day and it just comes naturally.
So like the Craigslist shit, like how did you learn to do that? Because I'm thinking about that now, like I still would not have thought about that for you to go on Craigslist and fucking like.
Bro, honestly, like how we got the idea, I have no clue. It was just like I need people, I need heads. I remember in high school, like, whenever I needed, like, an extra 100, 200, I always, like, had a, like, girlfriend. So I always wanted to, like, make money, like, to take her out, right? So I remember, like, even in high school, I did a freaking, like, I would go on Craigslist and look at little ads. Like, somebody would hire to do, like, a little interview for their school project, and they were paying $100. So I would go, like, I'll take tell my mom and drop me off, like, somewhere so I can make a quick $100. Like, it would, 15 minutes in and out, I'll make $100. And I would, like, I would use Craigslist for certain things. So I don't know if that was, like, something that, like, okay, I know it's, like, a OfferUp?
Yeah, you can look for jobs on OfferUp.
Oh, really?
And that's why I was going to bring this up while you were talking. I didn't want to interrupt you, but that's crazy that you were doing this so long ago, because now, like, you can fucking go on OfferUp.
And yeah, I feel like nobody uses Craigslist anymore.
Nobody does.
It's OfferUp or, like, fucking
Facebook Marketplace. Yeah, Facebook Marketplace. You can fucking get a job on Facebook Marketplace,
yeah,
too.
See, I don't know how to do Facebook Marketplace
right now. No,
but
that's crazy.
I don't even log into Facebook.
On Craigslist. You're doing this before. Now it's just a tab. It's easy as fuck. Click. But before.
And there's TaskRabbit, too, and that shit like that.
So, like, back then, you were actually, like, fucking funneling through a bunch of shit to try to figure out how can I make a quick buck that's actually beneficial,
and it was working. I was like, fuck it. I mean, I got scammed a couple of times, but, like, that's, you know, lived and learned. Like, I would give people fucking $1,000 cash, go wait in line, you know, didn't call me back, and, like, okay, bet, learn my lesson,
I'm not doing that shit again.
So then how'd you prevent that?
I would take people's fucking, like, car keys or fucking wallets or some shit, and I'll only give them their ID and, like, my card.
And they were cool with it?
Yeah, they were cool with it. Because, I mean, they needed the money. So I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to be right here. Like, I'm not going to take anything from you.
So you would, like, wait outside?
Yeah, I had a little corner where
you
would
have been better off just stealing their car.
You gave $1,000 and got fucked.
Yeah.
I thought you said someone gave you $1,000 and you got fucked. I'm like, how do you get
fucked? No. I would give money to go shop for me. So I would pay, because basically how it worked is I would get these guys, I'll teach them how to sign up for Supreme. Then they'll get, like, a text message, and then every Wednesday we'll send out, hey, did anybody get a text message or whatever? We'll get, like, a list of 100, we'll go down to, like, 20.
And then we'll go wait in line.
And then only, like, 15 will show up.
Yeah.
But those 15, like, would bring in bags. And I'm talking about bags. Like,
and that was back when they didn't have a limit.
Boom. Yeah.
Because before you could go and buy everything.
Well, they still had one per each item.
Oh, it was still
doing like
that.
Yeah, one color and one thing for each item. But like week one, when it was a shit ton of stuff, bro, we were cooking. We spent probably like, I was actually going through like some sales tax bullshit that I got hit with, and I had to go back to look at the receipts, and I was like, fuck, we were spending a shit ton of money per week doing this shit.
Shit ain't cheap.
Yeah. And
that's on top of paying the people that had to go and run the work and shit like that. That's actually really fucking, I'm still tripping on this whole fucking idea. Like, that's actually really fucking smart. Like that, like you said, it would work now. It's just like now with like the reps and shit like that.
So there's a whole bunch of, and Supreme's kind of dead.
Yeah, so, dude, they've been quiet
once
for a while.
Supreme kind of started dying
doesn't
down.
Have resale
ever since OGD came up.
This guy. We are going to take a quick break from this podcast, and we're going to have a word from our sponsor today, Game Time.
It's game time, baby. It is game time. Time. This is where you get your tickets.
Yeah, as everybody knows, it is fucking stressful to get tickets.
Stressful as shit. Almost fucking sold this house to get a fucking nosebleed Drake seat ticket this morning.
For real, man. It's fucking damn near impossible sometimes. It's stressful. It's hard. And you never really get the best prices. And that's where Game Time comes in.
Yep.
Let me tell you guys, Game Time, it's fucking sick.
It's one of the best. One of the best. It's the fastest growing ticket app in the country. That shit is great. It's actually really good.
Yeah, no, it's sick as fuck. So the Drake concert, as you guys know, he's going on tour, and the tickets, they just got on sale, and it's fucking stressful, man.
It's so stressful.
How long were you on the website? You were trying to get tickets for like fucking 2 hours.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. You don't get shit.
Yeah, you don't get shit.
And that's one of the big pros of Game Time too, is the last minute ticket sales. They have like games same day. So I don't know. One day you're like, damn, I want to see a fucking Laker game. Wonder if they got tickets. Check Game Time.
And on top of that, they have killer fucking deals. And they also have like if for some reason you can't go and you need to cancel, they have protection against that. And one of my fucking favorite features about this, about Game Time, is the fucking one, you got a bird eyes view, and you also from your seat you could see what it's going to look like.
Yeah, because catfishing, That shit has gone next level. Now they're doing it for fucking concert tickets.
But not with Game Time. Game Time will show you what you are buying for. And let me tell you guys, it's the fucking future.
Exactly. Because sometimes you be trying to buy a ticket. You think the seat's fucking, oh, it looks kind of close to the stage on the picture. You get there, you can barely see the motherfucking people singing or playing. It's like, damn, dude.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, you got a fucking nosebleed. You're about to pass out because your fucking back of the head's touching the back.
Yeah, you might as well.
The wall of the stadium, bro.
Might as well go over there with a fucking VR headset. And just act like you're courtside.
Yeah, and if you're a fucking spontaneous person like I am, where you just want to go to a concert, go to a fucking Laker game, that is where Game Time comes in. Because like he said, super you do clutch. Not have to plan in months ahead. You could, if we wanted to, we could go to a Laker game tomorrow. They play tomorrow.
I might go today. Shit, fuck I don't it. Even think they play today, but I might just go.
Yeah, with Game Time, somehow we will be able to do that. So anyways, guys, snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code SWEET for $20 off your first purchase. That's $20 off the first purchase, guys. It's,
hey, that's good. That's a fucking nachos and fucking drink right there.
Hey, I heard nothing but facts right there. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code SWEET for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. And back to the rest of this podcast. So then you had the cop app. So how come that failed? Or did it fail?
So I was getting everything through the front end.
Yeah.
So everything was happening through the front end. And I was talking about I was getting people to shop for me in the front end. And retail stores closed. Everything closed.
Everything took a shit.
Every front end closed, which made everything go online. So Supreme was still having the online stuff. But at that time, there's too many bots.
That's when
too
it got,
many
bro,
stuff.
You get on at 7:02.
Yeah,
sold out.
Everything sold out.
One, so sell out at 7.
Bro, yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, before it even dropped, you couldn't even hit like fucking at the cart.
So then how come you guys didn't like just put all your guys' money into bots to try to do that?
You can't.
Yeah, it's that I shit flopped tried people. It and it's just like.
Did you hear about the EDD scam that everybody was doing?
Yeah.
Bro, when they were doing the EDD scam with bots, it was fucking genius, bro. Because you wrote it off as an expense. Like a lot of people that are smart, bro. Like I have a homie that was doing a same shit like real like reselling, but he was reselling like Louis Vuitton, Dior. Like that's how I get all my designers through him. And we had talked about it, and he pretty much funded himself through EDD to get bots. And I'm like, that's fucking stupid. You just dumped money to make your money back. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, technically on paper. He's like, but in fucking real life, I was making $700-$800 of profit per item.
Damn.
And I'm like, oh shit, this kid's a lot smarter. I thought I was smarter than him. And then he said that shit. I'm like, oh shit, you're not as dumb as I thought. Like, that makes good sense.
Damn.
And like, that's why when you were doing that shit, I was like, fuck, bro, you're competing against people that have a million bots, bro. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? You wake up and they're sleeping in bed and they push a button and they bought more shit than you. Because
yeah, exactly.
They have it set up.
That's where like everything took a toll and I was like, fuck. And I had already opened up my sneaker store at that time. So I was more focused on like, okay, I have a storefront.
I have a storefront.
Everything's closed right now. How the fuck am I going to continue paying rent there? Mm-hmm. You know? And then that's when our hoodies started popping off. We had Cookies and Cooks hoodies.
Uh-huh.
They're rhinestone
you
ones.
Never gave me one.
I got fuck. I have
you
some extras.
Never gave me one, and I texted you so many times. I was the hardest.
No,
sweater.
I gave you guys merch though.
You gave me a shirt.
No, that... I didn't get. No, I did get a shirt.
Bro,
a
you
shirt.
Gave me like a shirt that was like three sizes smaller.
Hey, it was my shirt. He gave me the double.
No, I just gave a bag. Cup. I gave you guys a bag and said have fun with it. You know
that shit was tight.
Was a dildo Cookies and Cooks dildo.
Hey, if you look at fucking Nug Boys, they filmed the thing in our store, and they actually did a Cookies and Kicks dildo.
That's hard.
And they were going to customers, and they were filming like a secret prank in our store, and they're like, oh, have you seen like the new Virgil dildo? Like, it's life size. And that shit was fucking huge, bro. And some like girls would get offended and shit like that. That shit was comedy, bro.
Yeah.
Comedy. But yeah, I had the store at the time, and we had those rhinestone hoodies that just took off. Like, that's when TikTok started taking off a lot. Mm-hmm. And we had like Charlie D'Amelio, Addison Rae, every fucking.
Who was that girl that was running your TikTok?
Her name was Bar.
She was fucking killing it.
Yeah, she was.
I could not get
TikTok
rid of that
crazy.
Fucking girl. I would swipe one time,
and then
she'd pop up. Swipe again, she'd pop
bro,
up.
Bro, she was
like,
killing
damn,
the
good,
hell
bro.
Out of it. It was to the point where like my old partner was just like trying to like, I don't know, like kiss her ass. Type
yeah, because she
but
it looked
that
to
ended
him.
Up biting us in like in the long run.
In the long run, yeah.
Yeah, but
wait. So how did you feel when like the first business kind of like fell apart?
It was like it was sad at the time, but at
the
same time
the
I was like,
front, so
yeah,
you had, like,
I was
priorities.
Like, okay, I still have something else going for me. Like, let me see if I'm gonna focus on that or if I'm gonna focus on this. I still tried saving it, but it was just like, and this is with everything. It's like partners. Like, you know, sometimes it's just like lack of effort and like shit like that. And like, I'm not trying to carry the weight of everything.
Yeah, you can't pick up the slack for someone who's not trying.
So now how do you go about like choosing a partner that you're going to do business with?
It's, I mean, honestly, like I said about reading people and shit like that. Before, it used to be like really close friends that I was known for a long time. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like, you know. Now strangers literally like fucking
the people, they don't have nothing to benefit off of you.
Yeah,
that's the truth, bro. And it's fucked up to say, but like I was just explaining right now, bro, I've worked, like personally I've had a bunch of like, yeah, you could say businesses, but obviously fucking talking about dogs and shit like that, but like businesses with people that went into business greedy. And that's what fucks you up, bro. You can't do that because you're a hard worker, bro. You want shit to work, and then other dudes just worried about making that money to fit his pocket. Boom, I just gotta take my little ends.
Exactly. Cool. And same thing with like even the store, bro.
Yeah.
The store was like honestly like one of the biggest headaches like of my life.
Even, that was
like
a bad fucking store. That was a tight ass store.
Bro, we did it really fucking well. Like really fucking well. And it was just bad partners, to be honest. And last year was like probably the worst year of my fucking like entire life.
No, we talked about it, bro.
Yes. Why?
It was just a lot of bullshit, bro. I got scammed. Like, I was in crypto heavy. Like, I'm still in a group chat with, like, Gary Vee and, like, all this stuff. Like, you know, I used to want to be that person with, like, no followers, but verified because of, like, all the people I fucking knew and, networking. Like, all shit, you know? Yeah. Like, I have a lot of, I'm pretty well at, like, networking as well. And, like, I like talking to people, too. And, like,
I can get you verified accounts.
We just happened.
I swear to God, I got my account. This same guy that got my account back.
Did, like, the
meta.
Art, the artist way, or
no, anything. You can be entrepreneur, really? Can be clothing brand. That's why everybody was doing the fucking.
It was like 25 racks.
I'll tell you. All right, but bet. Yeah, it's 25 racks.
You wanna hit him up?
Yeah, hit him up.
But yeah, so I was just dealing with a whole bunch of shit. So like crypto. It's like I never really got my money from like the store or like anything, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people think like, oh shit, he has so much money because he owns a sneaker store. Like everything was. Going back into the business. And
a lot of people don't
understand
that either.
And then my partner was just like, you know, kind of starting projects and not finishing them. And it was a lot of money like wasted here, a lot of money wasted here, a lot of money wasted here. And then I've always complained about inventory. Like, you know, we make money off of our fucking shoes. Reinvest into the shoes, not to reinvest on the other shit. And he was more of like the bigger picture type of guy. So he would talk about like, you know, bigger picture. And I would like be like, all right, fuck it, I trust you.
Makes sense,
you know? It makes sense. And his vision was good, and like, you know, I've always believed in his vision. But if, you know, money was funneling elsewhere, like where it's not focused on, like, bro, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, we own a store, we need to be making sales in order to fund everything else.
That's covered before everything else.
So shit just started hitting the fan there. And then at one point in our, like, during the time where like crypto was hitting heavy, like I used to live like in a great fucking like a nice house with like a whole bunch of like my homies, like three of my homies. And
the
it
one
was
I went
fucking
to
lit.
Over there?
Huh?
The one I went to? On the view? You had a view?
Yeah, that house.
That
bro.
Was a bad fuck. I blacked out so bad.
It was like a $2 million house with like an elevator and all this shit, bro. And it was people, a lot of people think that shit was like crazy expensive. It's like I was paying $21.50 for rent for my room.
Oh, but it was three.
It was four.
Four. Okay.
So it was total was like eight grand, 8.2 or something like that. But we were splitting it all.
Yeah.
You know,
fat ass crib with a fucking.
Yeah.
Living
fat ass crib with fuck. Yeah, bro. It just made sense. Like rent right now, if you want to get your own apartment, the same
bro.
Fucking price.
Yeah,
damn near more maybe. Like in LA at least.
Yeah.
You know.
It's fucking more. It's not 2,100.
Yeah.
Bro.
It's like three, maybe touching three
four.
Grand.
Bro, for
yeah,
my shit,
I mean, yeah.
almost $4,000, bro, and I have a 2-bedroom.
Yeah. See, you feel me? Like it's just like.
Same
if
shit.
We just did it smart. I have like really good credit and like credit history too. So it was only me and my homie that got approved to rent
the
house.
Two were just...
Yeah, they're like one of them like is from Mexico, another one. Like
I did that shit too, and it bit me in my ass, bro. When motherfuckers didn't want to pay rent at the end because your credit got.
We were all making money together.
Yeah, so
it was, you were solid. It was a good thing. And then crypto was hitting crazy, bro. We got into like Bored Apes before like it blew
I remember
crazy.
You
were,
bro
you had a Bored Ape NFT?
Yeah, I still have it.
Before you even brought up NFTs, I seen that he had one. And that's why remember when we started talking about it? Can you
hear me or what?
Yeah, I can hear you.
when you started explaining to me about you and your brother, I was like, bro, because at the time I don't think we all had met yet.
I knew you guys already.
Crypto, hell no.
Yeah, I had knew like these fools already and then them obviously, but we're all separated. And I remember saying like, bro, I saw somebody with something. Like a fucking Ape, and then he was like, NFTs? And at the time, I was like, the fuck is an NFT? Yeah. And then that night we linked up and you were talking
about that I lived with was fucking doing NFTs like hella early. And he was just like, they're gonna hit. This is gonna hit. He's like, just buy it. And I'm like, okay, fuck it. We bought Little Thing.
So he told you to buy a Bored Ape?
Yeah. So, bro, it had like three at the time, almost. Like,
damn.
Well, we bought them for like, one of them we bought for like $6,000. And we put like 3,000 each or 2,000 each, yeah. You know? And then we'll split it with like different people in our group, like our group of friends. And then it would just keep going up and up and up. And we're like, no way, you know, whatever. And then we would just reinvest our money there. And then we would pull it, we'd dump it to other projects, get shitted on, all this shit. And then like crypto, I was making like a decent amount of crypto. That's when I was like going out, doing my shit.
Were you trading?
Yeah, I was trading crypto, like basically flipping NFTs. So it was like doing shoes, but I was flipping NFTs. So like at this time, my partner for Cookies was like trying to do his shit. I was like, fuck it. Yeah. I only own like about 20% of like Cookies and Kicks, and everybody else was like spread it out everywhere too. So it was like, to me, it's like, fuck it. I'm not even eating off this store. Like I'm doing a lot of work for the store. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like keep making my money off of crypto and doing all this stuff. And then I was traveling a lot. I was going to like Miami doing all this stuff because in Miami you were able to pay in crypto. Mm-hmm. So it was like, it was just lit. Like crypto was doing well, and then we'll flip into other plays, do other things with it. And the house, we were just doing like a lot of like stuff like in like together, you know? So we were just making money.
What was the most you sold a Bored Ape for?
We sold one recently for like 100 and something. We purchased that one though for like, I think it was like 3-something. Well, we had sold it for like 250, I think, at the time. The numbers are like a little bit off, yeah. And then we bought it for like 350, and then it went up to 550. And I literally like sell it, and we didn't sell it. It tanked to like 100K.
Oh, so you lost on it?
Initial investment, no,
but with how much we were up.
How much we could have? It was a $500,000, bro.
Yeah, that's fucked.
And I was like, fucking sell that bitch.
But at the time, everybody was saying,
but my friend that was like, yeah, exactly. And we were in the group chat with Gary Vee and all this shit. But even Gary Vee was in the group chat saying all NFTs are gonna fucking die eventually, which they did.
Yeah.
You know, even like, bro, every project fucking died. But Bored Apes is still like, they still hold like a decent value,
yeah.
Yeah, and they're still like giving airdrops and stuff like that. So they gave like ApeCoin, which like that was like a free like 20 bands each.
Yeah, that shit was going crazy.
It was just like, bro, it was just a whole bunch of shit with like NFTs and we're in a degen play where like, I'm telling you, like valuable people are in the fucking chat, you know? And they'll give like good plays before like anybody else even knew about it.
Yeah.
And
how'd you get into that?
Yeah, how'd you get into
it? My friend that lived with us. He was just really like into it. Like,
it only takes one person that knows what the fuck they're doing, bro. Really.
And we're with each other every day.
Yeah, so it's easy to just talk at dinner, talk when you're sitting in the kitchen. Like.
Exactly.
So the first time that he came up to you and he was like, hey man, I have like a way for us to make money. Because I feel like that kind of happens a lot, especially when you live with people.
Yeah.
Like, how did you make that first initial jump? Because like, I feel like with me, sometimes I'd be like, ah, man, like, nah, that shit's bullshit. It's a scam, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, at first I didn't believe him because I think of the first, very first one, it was fucking called like something pirates, bro.
Yeah.
And they're just fucking bullshit.
That, did you see that shit was like supposed to be a big ass scam? Like, I guess whoever sold them took the money and dipped, and that's why it crashed that fast.
That's a lot of projects that I invested in. They're called rug pulls.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of bullshit, and then I was in Miami. We were at like Rolling Loud, and we were buying fucking goats.
Goats?
Yeah, they're like, I forgot what kind of goats they were. Oh, I look back at my wallet.
They're like digital goats.
Yeah. It was something goats.
No, I thought he was really buying goats at Rolling Loud.
I was like, damn.
I'm like, this boy flipping anything.
They're NFT goats. And then, I forgot the name of them, but that actually made like a little bit of money, and I was like, okay, fuck, there's like shit into this, you know. And that's when we started like looking into Bored Ape Club. And then Bored Ape Yacht Club, and then I don't know, just shit started hitting there. And then we started realizing like other projects are gonna start hitting. We got into like CloneX with Murakami and Nike and like all this shit. And then like last year was like the worst year because, but right before my birthday, bro, I got scammed.
Yeah, you were telling us
for like 60 bands.
Explain that situation because that was fucking nuts when you explained it to me.
Yeah, so it was like I had an NFT and like a couple of ETH and like in my wallet. Right, and the NFT I split with two other homies, so I felt so bad, bro. I got a call from Apple. Apple doesn't call you. So I got a call
from like, I got a call from Steve Jobs.
Yeah, plugged literally. The fucking.
But like my phone was tweaking.
I'm like, bro, how do you do this? Like, what the fuck?
Bro, my phone was just tweaking. It was like someone's trying to log into your account. Someone's trying to log into your account. I'm like, deny. Like, don't allow it. Deny. And then I got a call saying like, hey, it's like, you know, somebody's trying to activate your account or trying to get into your account. It's just you. No, it's fraud. Like, whatever. Okay. He's like, do you mind if we reset it or whatever? Because someone's trying to get in. And I, at the time, I was like, whatever. Even like one of the homies that invested in with me, or little Chris, he was in the room. I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, this is the fucking annoying. Like, let me deal with this problem. He's like, no, just hang up. And I'm like, nah, like this just fucking safe. Pissing me off. I'm trying to do something on my phone.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was trying to do, but like, kept... I'm just like, bro, like, this is fucking pissing me off. Yeah. So I'm going to answer. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, what do you need? And he's like, I'm going to send you a code. Just send me the code. And I let him the code. And I have something like, it's an app where I can see every single transfer before, mm-hmm. before the blockchain, because it goes through there and then mm-hmm. it goes to the blockchain, then the app, and then like the actual app. It was called Zerion. So in Zerion, I started getting notifications like something transferred, ETH transferred. And then I saw CloneX transferred. And I was like, no way, bro. I'm like, they're fucking kidding me. And I'm like trying to stop it. And
yeah,
like,
but fuck by this. Then it's too late, bro.
Bro, this was like, I'm telling you, like, I've never had this in my life, bro. I literally was like, my heart dropped, bro. Everything started happening. And I'm like, fuck, bro. Like, my whole fucking wallet just got gone. Like, it's gone. And I was like, fuck. Like, there goes like, it was like almost like 70 bands at the time. And then even right before that, I was doing like a cash out for like 40,000. And I sent the money to the person. This was like maybe two weeks prior, bro. I sent 40,000 to my homie. It was supposed to be my homie's wallet, but it was the guy that he was meeting with. And he was on his way to meet with him, and I sent him 40 racks, and he just ghosted us.
Yeah, just disappeared.
Oh, and I was like, I had taken my family for to Disney World at the time.
Yeah.
So it was like their Christmas gift, and it was for February or some shit. Oh, so it was a couple months before that. Okay, so yeah, this is like the start of the year. So in February, that's when it happened, and I was like, fuck, I lost 40 bands. And it was like, it was from like the NFT shit. That from Cookies and Kicks NFT.
Yeah.
So I even felt worse because it was like, fuck,
it was all that
shit. And then that got fucked, and I was like, fuck, like, you know, like, what am I gonna do? Whatever. And then we just kept trying to figure shit out. And then a couple months later, come my birthday time, mind you, like, even like during that, I would sell like clothes and shit to other stores. And then one guy fucked me up for like 9K, and then another guy fucked me up for 7K on some like other bullshit. I just kept losing money. I'm like, what the fuck is going wrong? And then that shit happened when I got hacked. Then I got hacked, and then he had the audacity, the hacker that hacked me, had the audacity to call me, bro. And mind you, he's in my phone. So, like, he had all my pictures, bro, like strip clubs. Like, we used to have strippers, like, at the house, and just, like, we were just fucking around, you know? We used to have a whole bunch of shit, bro. He had, like, bro, like, naked pictures of me, naked pictures of me doing shit, bro.
Yeah.
And he was starting reading my contact list, and he's like, I'm going to start sending it to every single one of your person in your contact list if you don't send me one Bitcoin. I'm like, bro, you just took fucking 70 grand out of my fucking wallet. Now you want me to send you a Bitcoin? Bro, I was fucking tripping. I was just, like, by myself, and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on right now?
That's the worst feeling, too,
bro. And then he started sending pictures through, like, my WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm getting the notifications on my end, and he's, like, sending me all my pictures, bro. So, like, I lost a lot of pictures because they're in his hard drive or some shit. Right? And I was just like, fuck, like, this is so bad, bro. Like, so bad. And then next, like, 2 days was my birthday party.
Yeah.
And I was just damn, like, I'm going to have to put a fake face on after, like, and then I still had to pay for everything on the party, too. And I was just like, fuck, like, I'm just more money that I'm just throwing away, and I was just like, fuck it, like, I'm just gonna have fun. It's my birthday. We're just gonna like do it, you know. I did it. I still had fun, and then that Sunday, bro, of my birthday party, I had hit the gym. Coming back from the gym, the IRS swiped another like 60-70 bands out of my business account, and I was just like, holy fuck,
you couldn't catch a break.
What was that?
Literally,
was that
bro,
because of.
It was just sales tax from like EDD time.
So in EDD time,
Cookies and Kicks did like a million 1 month, and then 1.2 million the other month. Like, that's when we were like, bro, everybody was just cash, like cash, eating back then. They're taking inventory out of our store. That's when I thought like, oh shit, Cookies and Kicks is never gonna fail.
Yeah,
that's when I started going. That's when crypto was hitting and I was going out, because I didn't think shit was happening. You know, I really didn't think anything was gonna happen. Like, damn, at that time, like, we're doing numbers, bro. Yeah, like numbers. And I was just like, fuck it, like, you know, like, this is going to be good. This is long term. Like, we're fucking good. I can go fuck around. And I was traveling a lot. I was traveling a lot, going to different places. I was fucking in Miami. I had to go to fucking Chicago, back to Miami, New York, like, all this shit. Just living my life, you know. And yeah, I guess like we had a payment option because at that time, like, I didn't know really much about sales tax and all this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I never made that much fucking money in my life mm-hmm. before, you know, as a business.
Yeah.
And none of us did. We're all fucking, I think I was the oldest one. My other partners were like 22, 23.
Yeah, so everybody's just fresh.
Yeah. So we ended up having to go on a payment plan for those, like, that year that we did, like, fucking mm-hmm. huge numbers. And we were paying off sales tax. And I guess we missed, like, two payments. And then that Sunday, they just fucking swiped
came and pulled it. Yep.
Yeah. We only owed like about maybe 85 or 100, and they pulled everything out. It was like 70, maybe 60 to 75. Zero. I just see a notification. Zero, 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 zero. Fuck. I'm like, damn. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in this month, bro?
Yeah, that's a
this,
fucked up.
So all this shit happened in 1 month.
It was the beginning of the year. Yeah, it was the beginning of the year. And then like a couple months after, like I would get fucking fucked by other people. And then
it's a fucked up year, bro.
Yeah, and then I got hacked, and then the IRS thing happened. And I was like, fuck, bro. Like, I can't even catch. Like, I couldn't catch a break, bro, yeah. at all.
Did anything else happen that year?
Please anything tell me bad?
Yeah.
Anything
no,
bad.
I mean, December came, the last month when I had to close down Cookies and Kicks.
Why'd you have to close it down?
Just my bad partners, bro. He just made bad decisions. We took on an investor. That investor saw that, like, that tax situation.
He saw all that?
I mean, yeah, we had to be upfront transparent with, like, what's happening and stuff like that. And what's crazy is that these same people, bro, came in and offered me $1.1 million for my equity like a minute ago. Oh. Like during that time where everything was popping, we were getting offered because me and Josh went in as one entity because mm-hmm. we went in as Cop App, mm-hmm. And we got offered 1.1 for our fucking equity.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Like, let's get the fuck out of here. And we would retain a 2% equity of whatever. In the business. And we wouldn't have anything to do with it. And we're like, fuck it. All right, fuck it. We'll take it. Let's do it. Yeah, bro. And come like 2-3 weeks later, we found out that my partner, which is like a majority shareholder, denied that offer because he would lost creative control of everything.
And he didn't want that.
Yeah, he didn't want this.
Yeah, so it was fucking bullshit. And then I was like, fuck it, we're still gonna make it without them. Like, blah blah blah. And then when shit hit the fan, the whole fucking IRS shit happened and like all this shit. And we owed people because we did consignment, so we owed people money at the time too. And then I was figuring it out, like, and I was legit, like, we called them, we got some money back, like only like $30,000 back. I was able to pay some consigners back. We were gonna keep the store open. I was able to make rent for the store to be open. I was doing everything I could to make it happen. Trying to keep like working. I said, there's no problems, only fucking solutions. So I was doing everything I could, and then he went on and brought these investors on board, and they put me like on
the back burner.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just like, fuck, my back is against the wall. I gotta sign these paperwork, you know. I had like a girlfriend like back in high school that I hit up. She's like a lawyer now. And I had her like help me with the paperwork and shit. And she's like, don't sign this. And I'm like, bro, they're giving me a fucking deadline. Like, what am I going to do? She's like, I don't even have enough time to kind of look over anything, but I know this is going to be a fucked up deal. Signed the paperwork, did whatever. And I was like, fuck it. Basically gave them full control. And then shit just started hitting the fan. They didn't like some of the stuff that was happening. And then they just took all the inventory out like in 24 hours without telling me. I had to find out through my security guard that they took out the inventory.
Came and took all the shit.
Yeah, they're like, they're taking everything right now. And I'm like, what the fuck? And like, all of it's not even like ours, really. It was co-signing.
Yeah,
but they separated everything as well. But like, we still owe the consigners money. That was like, it was like a big hit, like huge issue. And like, my partner that brought everything didn't really take accountability for a lot of things that happened. And he's still not, like, I'm still trying to like, at least help with something. And I had another partner too that's like really big in like drop shipping. And he's like really big in the NFT community. He makes like a lot of money, but he was a very small percentage holder, so he really didn't care much about like what happening. And I would call him. I'm like, yo, this is happening and shit. He's like, no way. He's like, no way this is gonna happen, no way. But then again, like, you know, at the end of the day, it's not his headache either. Yeah. So I can't really complain, like, yeah. You know? But it was still good for him to have that under his belt, because Cookies and Kicks was fucking huge.
Yeah,
bro.
It was fucking
we went on like
big
sneaker con. We went on, I mean, what's it called? The sneaker shopping shit?
Complex con.
We were able to go on there. Like, we did fucking huge shit.
You probably met a fuck ton of people.
Fuck ton, bro. We did like a whole Juice WRLD fucking pop up where like that was like the biggest pop up we've ever done. Fucking hosted the first These Fools thing there. That shit did fucking well. There's just a lot of plans that I wanted to do with the business, but like having
these were really good fucking ideas that you had too.
Bro,
like, this 100%. Is not like you were wasting bullshit time or money. Like, this is genuine ideas.
And my partner would try to start merch and just fuck off, you know? Yeah. Like, it was just like wasted money, bullshit, give everything out for free. And I was like, you can't just give people for free that are just because they're popping.
Yeah.
You got to give people that are free that are popping and have engagement, yeah. number one, because you can have fucking 10,000 followers and or like 100,000 followers and like 60 likes. Yeah, like, useless. You know? And like, he would get people shit like that. And I like this one. I started getting involved with these fools, and I was like, "Bro, like we gotta make these fools like give them all of our shit. We do photo shoots with them, like make that shit, make the story like kind of part of them."
They were coming up too, yeah. Helped you
but
guys.
He's like a white Jewish, so it's like he sees like a like you know like he likes the Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah,
look
he saw
Cholos, like
and he was like, "Yeah, fuck this."
Yeah, so he's like he saw these fools, and he was like, "These fools, like,
yeah,
these fools, you know, like
so he's already
like
fucking-
yeah." So I'm like, he's already kind of putting it back. Now he sees it and he sees the like how big these fools has been taking off and shit. And I saw the vision from the jump.
Yeah, he's probably buying.
Yeah, which is why Brian like fucks with me because I've always seen the fucking vision from the jump.
Yeah.
And I've always gave him everything. Like the pop-up I did for free. Like the slingshots that I had a slingshot business, I give him all the slingshots for free.
Yeah.
I fucking help him with the videographer. It used to be with their intro, like in the thing. Like I just did a lot of shit because I believed in them. Mm-hmm. I let him use my fucking house for a baby shower. Like,
bro. Like, that's what homies do, man. That's tight.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. So, all
right, guys, we're going to take one last break from this podcast, and we're going to have a word from our sponsor today, HelloFresh.
Hey, man, you already know our relationship with HelloFresh, man.
We love HelloFresh, man. HelloFresh feeds us. We feed HelloFresh. I don't know how we feed them, but somehow we do. But, guys, I'm telling you, their food's fucking fire.
Their food's fucking fire, man. I feel like we shouldn't even do the fucking ad read the way we're supposed to do. We're just supposed to talk about how good that damn food is.
Yeah, because I'm not even going to lie, guys. Cooking pork chops. It's fucking hard.
Right? Oh, it's difficult. It's difficult.
I've cooked pork chops before. I know how to cook, you know, I know how to cook pretty good. But the one time I cooked pork chops,
I was sick.
Danny, all he did was follow HelloFresh. This dude doesn't even know how to make a fucking egg. He doesn't even know how to make rice in a rice cooker.
I fucking came home one day. He was like, hey, pork chops with fucking Brussels sprouts and something on the side. I was like, damn, fat ass, how'd you do that shit, dude?
that shit was fucking, it was good. The pork chop, we were like, damn, is there any more pork chops? He goes, nah, but there's chicken fajitas.
And then he made chicken fajitas at night. And we're talking about Danny. This guy does not cook. He does not, but he's turning into something right now with HelloFresh. Because
of HelloFresh, HelloFresh made that fool fucking a chef. My mouth is watering right now.
It's because of those instructions. I don't know if you've ever seen the instructions, but they're so damn easy to understand.
Yeah, they are.
It's step by step, and it tells you, look, idiot. It should take you this long to do this, this long to do that, this long to do this, so you should be done by this time.
Yeah, so while you're doing this, go ahead and do this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
No, it tells you shit like that. So it's so fucking easy. So if you fuck up, that's literally on you.
And what's also sick, too, March is National Nutrition Month. And if you look under the dietitian win, they have meals under 700 calories. Ooh. So guys, summer's coming up. Everybody's trying to get that six-pack calorie deficit under 700 calories. That's fucking beautiful. Along with that, they have a protein smart tag where they have meals that have over 30 grams of protein.
Pretty good.
30 grams or more of protein.
That's pretty good.
Guys,
that's pretty good.
The cost of grocery shopping is going up.
Insane.
Nobody wants to eat out anymore. For fucking McDonald's, bro, a burger's like an arm and a leg.
It's insane.
Happened when the fucking burgers were a dollar? Fuck that. Go to HelloFresh.
Exactly. HelloFresh. Get all your ingredients there. Fresh, cold. They give you the big ass ice cubes so your meat doesn't go bad. You could fucking leave the box that they give you out for like, I mean, I don't recommend that, but we did do that shit.
We left it out for like a week,
It stayed cold.
It stayed cold.
We cooked the whole thing, too.
Cooked the whole thing, ate it. Nobody got sick. Guys, HelloFresh is the shit. Like, it really is the shit. We fucking love them. And also, too, so what he was talking about with the ice, guys, save that ice. Put that bitch in your freezer. Now you just got a big-ass ice pack that lasts for I don't know how long. We still use that shit.
Years.
We just filmed a fucking video where we used the HelloFresh ice pack that they gave us.
I think I'm going to give it to my kids.
And his kids will give it to his kids' kids. And then kids.
Yep.
And then, you know, by then it might melt. But who knows? It's fucking HelloFresh.
That's true.
So anyways, guys, go to HelloFresh.com/60Sweet and use code 60Sweet for 60% off plus free shipping.
Wow.
And I repeat, guys, go to HelloFresh.com/60Sweet and use code 60Sweet for 60% off plus free shipping. Shit, my bad. The fucking pork chop coming back up. Guys, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. I'm telling you guys, use our fucking code and feed yourself and feed your fucking family before they starve.
Yeah.
damn.
And thank you. Let's go back to this podcast.
Pork chop.
When you were going through like all these ups and downs with the clothing brand and cookies and kicks and shit like that, how was it for you to like manage time with these fools, manage time with your business, manage time with all the losses that you were taking at the time? Like, that spreads you thin, bro. Super fucking thin, especially because you went through so much bullshit in such a small period.
And a girlfriend, to be honest.
And a girlfriend, like, bro, especially if it's not positive, it'll hold you down. Just
yeah,
like that,
exactly.
Bro.
So it was always a lot of toxicity, like in that shit too. But like,
that takes a long. That takes a really strong mental load, because there's a lot of people that would have been in that position.
Yeah, I mean, she was there. She helped me, and like, I was with her for a minute too. She actually let me live with her for a little bit too, like her mom and like her back house. So I'm always thankful for them and their family. Like, I still talk to her mom.
That's still good, bro.
You know, like we're still
keep
cool.
It cordial, man.
Yeah, we're cool. Like, nothing bad blood, but like. Just shit, we just needed to separate, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I ran into so many times where I'm like, fuck, we do need to just end this. And then I'll try ending it, and then we'll just get back. And then it'd be like another cycle.
And then you got all
this
shit right here on your plate.
And then I got other shit behind. Yeah, because the girlfriend is another job.
Yeah,
you know?
That's,
like,
that's
anybody that says that, like, it's not, like,
they're lying.
Bro, you have to. It's another job. Like,
so
it's
much
nothing,
time.
It's a lot of time.
It's a full
time.
You
got to make sure they're
job.
Happy, like, all this shit. Like,
with overtime.
You know, if you're not doing extra shit, like, you know, like, we're not going on dates anymore and all this shit, it's like, oh, fuck.
And what's more fucked up is, like, she's looking at you like, oh, this guy doesn't have this time for me, he doesn't care for me. You're sitting there like, bro,
I mean,
she's
never really been like that.
Yeah.
You know, she's always understood shit, because she's like, she got there when I started Cop App. Like,
oh,
she was
cool,
like,
man.
You know, she saw me that. She saw me when I got the store.
Yeah.
She saw like when I did basically
so she knew
everything.
You were hungry with the business.
Yeah, she knew I was hungry with it. So she knew. But it was just a lot of bullshit with like arguments and over little shit and like, you know, just stuff like that. But with everything going on, it's like when the store was happening and the store was like closing, I had jumped on 75 hard. So that's when, like, when all that shit was happening, I was like, okay, well, my partner for Solar, he's in the military, and he's very, like, hard going.
Punctual.
So,
and very.
Yeah, and just, like, fuck whatever the fuck you're dealing with, you know? The world's not going to stop fucking going.
Yeah.
You're going to wake up tomorrow, and it's going to be another
shit,
fucking day. And, I've always had that mentality, too, and I've never, one thing I don't do is talk about my problems, which is something that I should have done with maybe my ex, you know? But I've never told her what was going on and, like, everything like that. Because, like, what is she, like, anytime I ask for, like, or I tell her, like, she'd be quiet.
Yeah.
You know, like, or, like,
true.
Or, like,
what
she would give me
like,
maybe a little bit of advice. But it's, like, it's not going to fucking help me.
It's not
going to
fix the issues. I mean, it might make you feel better at the moment. But, like, in the big picture.
I mean,
like,
it's not even going to make me feel better. It's going to make me think about more shit.
Yeah,
like,
and then
what I got to do is figure out problems.
Yeah.
You know? That's
then,
what
yeah.
I that's what I need, you know? So I was just, like, fuck it. I'm just not going to I didn't talk to anybody at the time. Like, I didn't tell anybody what the fuck was happening, because it's not nobody's issues. It's my fucking issues, you know? And I've always been, like, basically on my own since I was fucking 18. So it's like, I have to figure my shit out myself.
Yep.
And I did. We're still going through shit. I'm still, like, you know, trying to fix shit up with people that we've, like, kind of ended bad, I guess. But 75 Hard just helped me kind of balance everything, too. I had no alcohol. I was able to kind of think straight. I was able to create a structure, which is now I kind of have a structure in my life where it's, like, balancing everything where, like, and even these fools, it's like, I like that they're, or like Brian's kind of more of a business like aspect with everything on it.
Yeah.
So he's creating kind of a structure within that, which helps me create structure on my end too, because it used to be just
you
everywhere.
Feed off each other, and that helps. That helps majorly.
Exactly. So now he like he hosts meetings on like Mondays, and then Mondays we go over there, and then we film Wednesdays. So I just learn to like leave
Monday
nights
Wednesday,
and Wednesdays.
I
gotta be there, and then throughout the week I'm in my Solar
that's
stuff,
when I can work,
and then other stuff I'm with this guy, like, you know, just trying to flip shit with him, and then we have Pump Cover. But being up early like helps me kind of plan throughout the day too.
Yeah,
shit helps so much,
bro.
I really need to.
You have way more time throughout the day.
I need
and
to
shit.
Fucking do that, bro. I really need to start waking up earlier, bro.
Productive
for like so. This week I like got really off schedule, and I'm like realized how fucking bad it's fucked me up. But before I would wake up at like 5 or 6, and like bro, by like 9 o'clock you've gone to the gym, you fucking ate your first meal, you have all this shit done, and like you kind of plan what you're gonna do for your day. I wake up at 7, which is still pretty early.
That's still, yeah. That's still,
yeah.
But,
no, that's still
but
early,
my
yeah.
day's so fucked now. Now
by 9, you only went to the gym.
Yeah. So I look at my fucking, I look at my phone. I'm like, bro, how is it already 4? Like, where did the time go? And, like, I fucking hate it.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's how, I mean, fuck. Yeah. That's exactly that. Like, when I used to live with my guys in, like, that house, I hated it because they're up at like 2-3 in the morning, and I'm like, I'm trying to put like implement like a schedule in my life.
You can't.
I've always been trying to implement a schedule in my life, and then they're like not mad at me, but like I would always have different schedule because I would still be up. Earliest I'd be up over there maybe like 8 or 9, and I'll go hit the gym, and I would force people to come with me. Like whoever woke up, come with me, you know. But now it's like where I live, it's like I live with Little Chris and one of my other homies too. But me and Little Chris like feed off of each other.
Man. Yeah, that fool be so, going to the gym early as fuck with you.
Yeah,
and he's so. What's funny is like I never really noticed he was like doing all that shit too. And then one day I see him, it's fucking 4:30 and fool's at the gym. I'm like, damn, yeah. Bro, like what the fuck you too? Like,
bro, it's like it's. I feel like he's like my little brother, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I mean, I love that he is a brother. And I love him to death. So it's like I wake up in the morning and like. So he felt 75 hard like twice.
Yeah, he told me. Yeah,
And I call him a bitch like every day I see him.
Yeah,
like,
you a bitch.
I'm like, you're a bitch. Like,
that'll fucking motivate you, bro.
He failed like, and this is how like Alex is on me, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My partner for solo is like, push, bro. He's just like an asshole, but yeah, like an asshole. Like you take shit way. Constructive criticism, you know. And maybe that's how like it's fucked up that I am like that with people that I love too. Like I'm just like, fuck you, stop being a bitch, like wake up tomorrow. And like, yeah, even with like my ex, like I would kind of be like, hey, like stop being a pussy, like, you know,
let's get
like
up, let's start working.
And she would hate shit like that, you know. And I'm like, she would hate when I would talk like real with
yeah
her.
Well,
and
because bro, like, nobody wants to be real. Everybody wants to be yeah, Instagram life to,
yeah
bro.
Exactly
like,
and
nobody
I'm just,
wants
I'm
to put
like,
the work
bro
in,
this
bro
is the realistic fact. Like yeah, like I really like I don't like the fact that like I'm not waking up, because when I did wake up at 4:30 and go on my walk, and I already listened to a podcast on my walk, I'm already energized, already going about thinking about shit on my day.
Yeah.
And then I go to the fucking gym. Mm-hmm. And then I go to the gym and like nobody's on their phones, nobody's on
yeah,
my like
working out.
When
still.
I like to be like on my like the gym, even like Chris when he's on his phone, like get off your fucking phone. Like,
let's work out.
Like you have all day to fucking be on your phone. Like we're here to work out.
Yeah.
And he would kind of hate it because it's like I move with like urgency. Like yeah, I move like quick. I want to like, even when I walk
shit, bro.
When I walk I walk fast.
Yeah.
Like I just move like if I want to move, like when I drive
I gotta
drive
get
fast.
Like, yeah.
Even if I'm like I don't go fast like fucking like crazy like this motherfucker.
Fuck, I come fast.
Yeah, literally, no, literally fast. 2 minutes.
I got shit to do, bro. I gotta go back to work.
But nut off, yeah, everything is just like with urgency with me, because it's like the faster I get shit done, the more shit I could do.
Yeah,
you know. So, yeah, it's just like implementing that structure in your life is like mm-hmm. something that's just so fucking key. And like, it took me like fucking 26 years to figure that shit out,
yeah,
because
bro,
I've always tried to implement structure, but it's until now it's like. Whenever I see videos of like, oh, waking up at 5 a.m. is good. Like, you know, there's nobody on their phones. You like, you can actually like have yourself like with like be with yourself.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Facts.
And it is literally key. And I've seen so much positive growth since 75 hard. Where in like internally and externally, where like money's just flowing as well.
Bro,
and
then,
like,
we were talking flowing. About it. We've seen it through your posts,
yeah,
and that's crazy to watch it. I was getting up 12, 1, 2, and you had 37 things done already, and I'm like, I haven't fucking wiped the mocos out my eyes. Like it's crazy to see. And then like I told him, bro, like I'm like I want to start a 70, even if it's a 25 day hard.
Yeah, even
see,
if it's
like,
something.
I just want to start.
Good.
I just want to
yeah
get going, because like how you explained to me the last time
yeah
we talked at at the party at these fools, you were saying, bro, like the hardest thing was getting like starting.
Yeah,
like just getting it going. Obviously, always, maintaining is hard, but
yeah,
I always talk shit to this fucker.
Yeah, because they be getting up early, bro. Like they get up, but the thing
no,
is
I know
like,
even when I met them, they're talking about trading and shit like that.
Yeah,
and you one of my friends that I have too, like Kevin trades that.
Yeah,
you know, like shit like that. Like
yeah,
you know.
And I'm like the opposite, bro. I would work like night owl. I wouldn't wake up early, but I would stay up 3, 4, 5 in the morning. And
yeah
then like to me, that was the schedule. And like yeah now it's taking time. Like now that I see, you know, all the benefits that you were talking about and shit, I realized like fuck, bro, I was actually being worse on myself doing this shit thinking that I was doing good.
Yeah.
So like bro, like that's really cool.
Yeah,
that,
and like I had like the people that I live with try to convince me so much that being up late is way better. And I'm just like, I'm
it's
to me
because
it's like,
easier.
Yeah, it's easier.
It's easier
it's
to be
easier
up late than to get up early.
Yeah, exactly. And like one thing that Alex always said is waking up requires no skill. You could be fat, you could be skinny, you could be old, you could be young, but waking up and requires no fucking skill.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is literally get the fuck up.
Yeah, stand up.
Like, open your eyes and just stand up. Like, that's all you have to do. It requires no skill at all.
Yeah.
So once he told me that, I was like, fuck, bro. Like, I feel like a bitch if I don't wake up.
Yeah, because you have no excuse.
Bro, sometimes when I see that 9, I'm like,
that's why.
Yeah,
yeah,
discipline's
that's the
hard,
one
though.
Thing. But that's the one thing I feel like, if you could get yourself to wake up early, especially on the days that you don't want to, then you could pretty much do anything.
Facts.
Yeah,
you can put 100%. Your mind to a lot more shit 100%. Like that.
Waking up is literally, it's the hardest thing, but it's also the easiest. Because
it's so easy to just, I'm asleep.
Five more
for,
minutes.
Yeah, I'm
comfy.
I'm
for 30 more minutes. Bro, like I fight with myself in the morning, bro. I be having fucking arguments where I'm just like,
who has schizophrenia? Don't get up. All right, I'll get up. No.
Where I'm just like, man, like, if I just sleep for 30 more minutes, I'll be well rested. I could do a lot more throughout my day.
Yeah.
And then what always ends up happening is I sleep in for 30 minutes, turns into an hour, turns into 2 hours.
Exactly.
I wake up, I'm like, bro, if I just woke up, I already would have gone to the gym, been showered, been ready to fucking
take all my day. It fucking sucks.
It fucking sucks. Even like knowing the fact that like the days that you wake up tired and go to the gym, after the gym you're just like, I'm fucking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's the next day where you're just like, fuck, should I sleep in?
Yeah.
You know, contemplating with yourself. It's like you gotta just fight that inner bitch in you.
Yep.
Yeah. That's Facts. It. That's literally all you gotta do. So
fucking last year, how the fuck did you deal with that? Like, how did you keep a positive mindset?
Yeah, always.
Because, bro, like,
that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
Dude,
I'm a very positive person.
But like, that's good, dude.
Very
that's
positive.
Dude, you got fucking hacked. People were threatening to send your fucking your dick to your mom and shit.
Everybody.
Yeah, that's a like, fucked up ass. Like, bro, that alone is fucked up. Bro, not, bro. Then you got hacked at IRS.
That would have like, put me into a fucking like mental hospital. So like, I'm like,
yeah, I would have grippy
stuff. Bro, it was bad. Like bad.
I'm mind blown. Bad pictures. How he's like, bro, he had butthole pictures.
Fucking access to all this shit. Bro,
he has like everything.
So how did you keep like, just how did you?
What kept you like going?
Yeah, what kept you going, bro?
I don't know.
That's a real ass answer.
Like, it's either like I eat a bullet or I just fucking keep going.
Or I sit here and fucking let it mope around.
And I'm like, I'm not saying like I was depressed where I wanted to fucking kill myself. But like I was down, bro. Yeah, I was down to the point where like, honestly, it wasn't even until I met him where I was like, I saw fucking light.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, all
it takes, bro, is one person.
I wanted to start my fucking year off right and like all this shit. And like, yeah, I have people like Alex. Like, I love him to death because he's my brother too. Like, my partner for Solar. Like, if I die tomorrow, he'll take care of my whole family.
Yeah.
Like, no questions asked. Like, that's, like, my blood, like, brother at this point. You know, like, I've been friends with him for a minute, and, like, I'll take a bullet for him, he'll take a bullet for me.
Yeah.
So, like, when I was getting hacked and shit, I was texting him, and he's like, you want me to send 25? Because he was asking for Bitcoin. Bitcoin was at 50. And he's like, okay, just send me half.
Damn,
like,
it was still at 50 at the time?
Yeah.
And I thought it was
like,
when I already...
No, it was, like, maybe, like, 45, like, you know, like, around there.
Damn, so and, he took 70 bands and then asked for another 40.
The audacity, bro. I was like, yo.
Fucking audacity,
what a
bro.
Cocksucker. You have to be a...
scumbag.
You have to be the scum of the earth.
And like, Alex was gonna do it because like, that's my guy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just got all my crypto shit like hacked, you know? And he had some shit in there too, and he's like... Just he went from like fucking the 50K to like half, which is 25, and then he went from 25 to 10, and then from 10 to 4. And then Alex was there, was just like, I'm gonna send it. I'm like, nah, just wait.
Yeah.
He's like, let me send it. Like, he's like, this is not cool. Like, you're not, like, don't do this to yourself.
Yeah.
He's like, let me just send it. And I'm like, nah, just wait. And then at the end, I was like, fuck it. Cause I know scammers too. Like, you know, like I had friends that were scammers, like all this shit. And then in the scam industry, it's called double dipping.
Yeah.
So that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to just double dip. So I told him, I was like, fuck it, post my dick. And I hung up. Nothing ever happened.
Yeah, because a lot of the times, they're cool with whatever they fucking took. They're just trying to see what they can milk.
70 bands?
Yeah, bro, hell yeah. I would have been cool for a band, bro. That was all right, we cool.
He would have been cool with a cookie.
With the sweater. Fucking bitch, bro. But yeah, I mean, how I kept it through, bro, honestly, I don't know. Like, I just had support from everywhere I went. I had a meeting when, like, Cookies and Kicks was going through shit with two of my employees that I had in my store, Evan and Warren, and I went to my mom's house first. I told Alex to meet me at my mom's house. My mom's house is like very like zen. Like, she has crystals everywhere.
We buy her
Christmas or some shit. We bought her like a big ass Buddha like fountain. Like, yeah. You know, like shit like that. Like, she's very like very very positive too.
Yeah. That's
after
dope.
The divorce, you know, she just became very
cleansed,
somebody just like very happy and just like, you know, cool. So like, being at her house just brings joy
better.
Into my like my life, you know. So whenever,
and that's your mom.
It was like when the IRS thing was happening and like all that shit. I went to her house and I was like, Mom, like, I gotta meet with you and I gotta meet with Alex. I'm with them, and then I'm like, I just started crying, like, you know, like a lot of shit's going on. Like,
I was gonna ask
you know
you
all
that.
This shit.
Like,
did you ever break and
cry?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because you were like, just saying right now how you hold shit in, bro. That sometimes that fucks you up more than just.
So that's when I met with those are the only people. Like, I'd be like, all right, fuck it. Like,
I can let my guard down.
Yeah, I can let my guard down. And still, like, I don't even let my guard down with them. But like at that point, it was just like it hit peak where I was just like, you know, everything had happened in that Sunday when the IRS did all that bullshit. Just went straight to my mom's house, and I was just like, my mom knows like the tone of my voice too. When I called her, I was like, hey, I need to come over. And then she had people over. She kicked everybody out. And then it was just me and them. We sat in the backyard, and then we just talked about like what was going to happen and what can I do. And then Alex is like fucking, he's just a genius and like very like on point with a lot of shit. So he was just helping me with like what to do and
next
stuff like that. Next steps,
him.
Yeah. I was like, all right, fuck it. And, like, I think I have a solution. And that's when I brought, like, my other two employees in. They wanted to open up a sneaker store.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, like, let's do it. Let's just take over the name. I'll file for a different LLC. We'll call it, like, C&K.
Yeah.
Instead of Cookies and Kicks LLC, it'll be C&K LLC.
So was Cookies and Kicks the store already done by then?
basically.
Could you have came back as Cookies and Kicks?
I just didn't want my punter involved. That was the perfect opportunity. Oh, okay. At that time,
I get what you're saying.
At that time, that was the perfect opportunity
to do it.
For file for bankruptcy, clean slate.
Wipe it out.
Clean slate. Come back. Keep the rent. And with different partners, yeah, and people that would do it correctly, so you know, people would do it with me correctly,
yeah.
And they have a lot of love for me too, because like Warren, like he didn't have shit at the time when he met me, you know, like he was proxying, he was one of those people that shopping for me in the thing,
yeah.
And then I opened up my store, he was my first employee, and then he started his consignment through there, and he fucking does like well over six figures and shit like that within my store, you know. And then he did crypto, and then he started hitting in crypto like crazy. You know. Like he's still like in crypto crazy too, and like now he owns his own sneaker. Like after that thing, it just happened. Like it just didn't work out the way that I wanted to.
Yeah.
So then I still kind of like pushed him to do his own shit. Like they always wanted to talk about like opening a store.
Mm-hmm.
One of them lived super far, and I lived in North Hollywood. So I figured out like a solution, like where, okay, I want to be closer to my office. I want to go back into solar. Like I want to do that. I know that I've always wanted to go back into it. So when the investors came, I went back into solar.
Yeah.
And that's when I started kind of learning more of the ropes again, because I've been off of it for a year and a half. Yeah, you had taken a big break. Know?
Yeah.
So I went back into it, and like now I'm back into it a lot more. And I had a lease at the time with Warren when I was like getting hacked and all that bullshit. So I removed myself. And thankfully, Alex has a home that he purchased that he was renting out. And those people were like, I guess they're like growing weed in that house or whatever. So they fleed. They just left. They without saying shit.
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck, I can't just rent it out like this. And I was like, fuck it, bro. Let me take it over. I'll have Chris move in with me and we're straight. Because Chris's lease was up. So then I was like, and then Evan can move into my spot.
Yeah.
Because they want to open up a store together.
So they want to work together.
And they can work together and do their own shit. Yeah. So it just worked out perfect, bro. And I always believe in
is that where you're at now?
I'm in
The one I went to for the
Friendsgiving.
So that's my homie's house.
That's fucking tight.
I remember you telling us about that.
Yeah, so yeah, that's how time I got into there. Time works
in fucking mysterious ways, bro.
Literally, bro. Damn. And I always feel like, you know, things align just the way that they're supposed to. And I also think Cookies and Kicks closing is gonna be a really good thing for me too.
Hell yeah,
because it taught me a lot. Yeah,
make me creative yourself. You can do it again.
It took a lot of stress off of me.
Yeah,
and. I mean, I'm not trying to like
bash,
talk about like you know, shit that's like happening, like the recession and all this stuff, like on this, you know, that's a whole different conversation. But like, I believe in the next year, 2 years, we're gonna see a lot of downfalls. Sure.
Which
a lot of stores aren't gonna sustain.
Yeah, you never know. It could have.
That shit's already happening. E-commerce.
Yeah, I mean,
e-commerce is taking
over. Everything. I've been like talking like jewelry districts too, and like stuff like that. Like a lot of front end stores are gonna go down.
Bro, you can't fucking the jewelry shit right now. It's better to sell it fucking cash in hand than fucking try to go to a store. Then,
I mean, you see the Rolex is dipping.
You know why so much shit?
Oh my fucking my AP overnight, bro. Fucking 15,000. I'm like, what the fuck I buy this piece of shit for?
I feel like we're just starting, and that's the reason why I've always knew I wanted to, because I'm pretty like not well caught up with like news and stuff, but like I'm around people that like know.
No, you know a lot of shit that I personally,
and like I know a lot of rich motherfuckers too that tell me shit like that, you know, that's happening and stuff like that. So it's like right now, this is the time where you're just putting your head down and stacking up. Before, like I was clubbing, traveling, I still like, you know, we'll have a time like we're gonna probably go to Mexico next month, but like it's
canceled.
We already got the tickets.
It's like we're not going.
But you know, bro, you gotta enjoy yourself.
But we're doing it smart, you know. Yeah. It's $500 to fly out of LAX, or we drive to San Diego, cross the border, and pay one cent.
Yeah, half the fucking price.
Yeah,
I mean, plane might fucking.
We don't even go out like that though. You know, but before, like I spent like $20,000 in a weekend, like off of fucking bullshit. You know, off of partying. Like Rolling Loud bullshit, like bro, and my friends were spending like $100,000. Like Kevin Trades, bro, spent like $150,000 that weekend, and I was just like, nuts, bro, I'm like, I lived the fast life, like I did it. That's when I was like dating that one girl, you know, and like all this shit. Like, I lived that life. I saw what it was like. I wasted a lot of money. This is the time to just put my head down and just fucking focus and just fucking stack the fuck up. Yeah, I went through it, and now I just have like a lot of investments everywhere. Yeah. Where it's like I'd rather do that. Than fucking spending money and going clubbing, you know?
You're never gonna see that shit ever
again. Exactly.
The memory's cool, but at the end of the day, it's like, all right, you know.
Yeah, so long term. Yeah, now I'm just putting my money elsewhere, like in different pockets, and just like seeing where it goes. And then solar, to me, is recession proof, you know?
Yeah.
People just wanna see savings with them. And like, bro, solar just makes sense to me in like in every aspect, you know? Like, I can help people save money at the same time and make money off of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking all legal.
It's
a win-win.
Yeah, nobody's
like, why the fuck not, you know? So. I don't know. Everything's just been fucking ever since this year started. I've been off to a great start. Like, did 70. I was on 75 hard in December, and I flowed. Like, I was on it during Christmas. Everybody wanted me to go out and drink. New Year's.
Hardest time. Yeah, bro. you did it in a fucked up ass time.
I honestly think I'm going to do it every year at that time.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, for one, you save a lot of money, and it's a good time to push yourself.
And I start off to the year fucking
fresh, boom.
Like, good mentality. Yeah. Like, good. Yeah. Like, Q1 is probably like, bro, we've been fucking at it. I'm telling you, at it. Like, even this week alone, like, the online leads that we've been fucking talking about and, like, focusing on are coming in crazy.
Yeah. You just said you had to go out.
I closed two deals this week. It's like, it's at amazing. Least like an extra, like, I want to say, if it's full commission, probably maybe like 10K. Like, so you know, bad, just off of both of them, speaking, you know? Boom. It's just the digital lead that somebody was interested in solar.
Yeah.
Like, not including other referrals and bullshit that I have, like,
or the door knocks. It's fucking, like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. The door knock leads and shit like that, bro. It's fucking, it's booming, and I'm saving all these people money.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes sense. That's, they gotta pay a bill no matter what.
Might, and what's cool is, like, you're, a lot of people in your position, like, especially with all the shit you went through, like, I'm not gonna lie, when I took a really bad hit, like, 2 years ago, I, like, went to grimy shit to try to make my money back. You know what I mean?
I mean, we all been there too.
Yeah, so, years, like, what's good is, like, you're at the point where you're doing, like, real shit that helps other people out, not just yourself.
No, yeah, I mean, I still had money stacked up. I mean, don't get me wrong, we did grimy shit too, but.
Yeah. So, we touched topics about, you know, mental health and shit like that, especially during your rough times, but, I wanted to speak because, like, a lot of people, like yesterday when I was on my live and shit, a lot of people only see, like, the benefits of being an entrepreneur. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he's making all this money and he works for himself, which is true. But, like, not a lot of people see the back end of, like, the stressful shit that you go through. And, like, I wanted to speak about, like, even now that you're doing good, like, how is your mental having all this shit up? But, like, me, dude, like, I have months where I do really good, and then I have months where I do decent. I have months where I do bad. But, like, throughout the board, the stress, the ideas, the thinking is constantly in my head. And it's not like it goes away because I made money. It's more like, fuck, okay, how can I either reinvest this to make more or to keep afloat? Yeah. And, like, sometimes that's a hard burden to carry for a lot of people. Obviously, you are a lot stronger than a lot of people. But, I just want to see, like, how you feel
overall. I mean, that's one thing. It's, like, a lot of, like, nowadays, a lot of social media, they try to portray entrepreneurship like it's fucking easy.
It's golden.
And it's fucking, like, you know, easy fucking just clean slate.
Don't
you just
go
fucking
to college,
go whatever. Yeah, don't go to college. All this shit, but it's like it's fucking hard.
It's hard, bro.
It's hard as fuck, especially if you don't know what you're doing. And obviously, like, you know, coming into entrepreneurship, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
No one knows what the fuck they're doing.
Like, and a lot of people are very comfortable at something steady. You know,
yeah, it's easier. Like,
it's way easier.
Like, you're even, safe. You know what the fuck. You
even in solar, solar is just straight commission.
Yeah.
So it's like people that are used to clocking in and clocking out, like. Yeah. Just take that same energy and just clock in and clock out and do what the fuck you have to do. And
you,
like,
can make your whole weekend one sale, two sales.
Exactly. But it's not for everybody. A lot of people think it is, but it's not for everybody. You know, you go through hard times, you go to down times. And obviously, like, in this story, I've went through a lot of shit, you know? And that's not even, like, that's just the one year.
That's just
the
shit you're talking about. There's a quarter of shit.
But, like, there's been times where, like, you know, I'm up, you know? And then there's times where I'm, like, down. Like, I have, like, a certain, like, line where I, like, hit it.
You never go lower than that.
I never go lower than that.
That's really good.
But, like, if I hit that line, like, I'm basically zero.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm at ground zero.
Yeah.
And I've even gone below that line, and I'm just like, all right, fuck. Like, you know, time to fucking.
Yeah, dude.
You should go on.
Bro, I remember when you were talking about. Well, like, that fucking night that we did the basketball game, whatever, and you were talking about how you had just gotten shit stolen from you. I remember, like, I was ecstatic, bro. I hit the parlay right in front of you guys, and I'm like, bro, I'm up, all this crazy shit. And, like, when you were explaining your situation to me, I was like, oh my God, like, I just fucking told this guy how I was doing so good and this and that. And, like, this fucking, like,
this
poor dude.
Fucking
yeah, this fucking poor dude has got all this shit on his plate, and my dumb ass is sitting like, I fucking bet it on
him. Nah, yeah, I mean, I never take
like
anything like
shit,
that.
Bro, when I was driving home, I was like, oh, my, I should just shut the fuck up.
Nah, yeah, but, no, like, you're good. I never take shit like that.
Yeah, I felt so bad, because I'm like, oh, my God, bro, like,
nah, whenever I talk about, like, my shit, I never want it to be in, like, a negative way, you know? So it's like, I always think positive, so I always, always overcome anything that comes to me, so it's like, I never, like, I didn't even think about that situation where,
bro,
like, you know, but, like, now you say that, I'm just like, oh shit, I really didn't think about it like that, but what the fuck was I gonna go with that?
Dog, that's all I was talking about.
I want to ask, how do you, because, like, you guys are kind of talking about, like, a fucking circle and, like, the people that you network with.
Networking,
how do you build that circle of just fucking people that are so educated and know their shit?
Honestly,
yeah, your circle sounds fucking amazing.
Honestly, the store helped a lot.
Yeah,
to be honest, because I had a brick and mortar, bro, and then, like, anybody that I would, like, say, yeah, I own Cookies and Kicks. Like, how can we work together? Like,
all of a sudden, it's a
they knew who it was. They knew the store. And, like, that's how I kind of built my my network.
Collection.
Collection, yeah.
All
right, future.
That's tacked up.
But, yeah, that's how I built, like, my network. And right now, I have kind of, like, a lack of follow-up, I guess, with them. But, like, I kind of already know who I can trust and who I can actually work with. So, I mean, I still tap in with a lot of the people that are there, and a lot of people tap in with me, too. And then we just have, like, regular conversations, like, just catch up.
Yeah, just catching
you
up.
You know, shit like that. But since I'm, like, in a different field right now, it's kind of a little bit different because, like...
Yeah, it makes no sense to...
Yeah, a lot of them really wanted me because I can get them shoes.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that was realistically the only reason why they wanted to talk to me. But once they understood me and, like, we had conversations, they're like, oh, shit.
This guy has a lot more to offer
than
fucking
kicks.
Yeah,
he has a lot more than offer than shoes. Yeah. So, I mean, I've tapped in with a lot of people, especially, like, with going this, like, solar route. I know, like, business owners and stuff like that that also want to go solar. So it's like, but the rich, all the rich people that I know are going solar.
How
so
can you
like,
save more money? Get solar.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a fucking 30% tax credit off the whole thing. So
yeah, that
like,
shit's fucking nuts. When I was, like, reading up on your guys' post,
yeah,
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, I have an apartment. I'm about to go solar.
Benefit, like, benefit after benefit.
Yeah.
But even though I'm in a different field, I still tap in with a lot of people. And I know it's just going to grow more and more because, I mean...
This is just a start, bro.
Yeah,
you're fucking,
this is just a fucking another start of the
journey. You're only fucking 26 years old, bro. Who knows the next 10 fucking years?
Yeah, honestly, I was gonna like, sometimes I just write tweets and I just don't send them out because I'm just like,
I don't want to be an asshole.
But like, I literally was like, fuck, I know more than like, I've done more and learned more than most 40-year-old men out there.
Hell yeah.
You know? And
hell
like, yeah, I was just bro. Like, fuck, like, I don't want to come off as like, you know, like
cocky or prideful, but it's true. You know what's funny that you say that is like, I think you, like this, bro, this is very educational and, like, you're speaking forward to a lot of people that would have normally never really known shit like this. And, like, what's fucked up is, like, the people that you're talking about that would have looked at you like, oh, this fool's a dickhead. He's just cocky, this and that. It's a lot of people that don't want to learn, bro. And that's their fuck up. Because you would have posted something like that, I'd be like, what the fuck is Dom talking about? Let me see. Boom. Let me look at this shit. Okay, what do you know that I don't know that I want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can always grow from anybody, bro. You can always learn. Like, I told you when I fucking ran into this kid. And, like, I think that's more solid because it's easier to be a gatekeeper. It's easier to be, oh, fuck them, like, let them figure out alone. Yeah. But the fact that you're able to, like, teach people and are actually active in trying to teach people, I think that's way doper than anything else that anybody can say.
Yeah, and then, like, having the platform and stuff like that, you know, like I said, I always wanted to have no followers and just, like, you know, a good network on my, like, Instagram or whatever. But now, like, the followers are coming in and stuff. I see it more as, a, like, how can I be a positive impact
on
people's
lives? Yeah, how can I spread the love
to
more
people? So when I did 75 Hard, I think I got, like, at least, like, 20, 25 people to do it with me.
I saw that people reposting.
So I made a group chat, and I just invited random people into that group chat. And I was just like, you know, if I can help anybody else. And I have, like, people, like, thank me and, like, all this shit. And it's like, sometimes I look back, and I'm like, fuck, like, even, like, ever since I've had Instagram, I've always been somebody that I just want to be able to influence in a positive way.
Yeah.
And I get messages all the time where it's just like, thank you for posting this or doing this and like showing me that this, like, this has helped me in my life. Like, I even got it like almost like suicide. Like, I almost committed suicide if you didn't, like, I was
if
like,
you wouldn't
me?
Have taught
like,
me the way. And no,
I'm just posting shit.
You never
you
think,
know?
Bro, but yeah. You do a lot more than.
And then I look up, like, so many people like look up to me and I don't even know. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, I'm like off of social media. And it's crazy because it's crazy how like people don't really know me or like who I am, but can fall under like what I post.
Yeah,
like,
still
so
follow.
That's why you gotta sometimes be careful.
Yeah,
and then I've also tweeted like, "How can you be an influencer but don't influence?" You know, like I've done
that
before.
That
yeah.
shit.
Tweeted
that shit hit. I was like,
no, nah, I mean, it's not like you know to like you know
no, yeah,
you guys
yeah.
and shit like
no,
that.
No,
yeah.
but it's in general.
I mean,
how
you
have you
guys influenced me? Like when I met you guys, I was like, oh fuck, these young guys are fucking doing it. I wanted you guys to be more part of the store, and I wanted to get you guys merch, and I wanted to get like a whole pop up and stuff because I see like you guys are fucking pushing the fuck out of it. I loved your guys' videos, like the first one I saw was a Spider-Man one, and I was just like, fuck, these guys are fucking crazy. I'm like they're fucking out here, they're doing shit. Like
yeah,
I saw them, I'm like fuck. Like
I mean, right now
you know,
when you walked in,
you're influencing other people to want to be a fucking like you know YouTuber and you can make money, like doing that shit. You when I met you, I was like, fuck, this motherfucker's like doing all but everything.
Yeah,
the
bro, when we first
cars,
met, we're doing. Yeah,
bro,
that's what like, I'm telling you. Like, how you guys met is how we met. And I remember, like, when we first started talking, I'm like, bro, like, we're so alike. Because, for one, I low-key thought you were mad rich, like, just always mad rich. Like, I just thought, like, you came for money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he owns Cookies and Kicks. Like, what the fuck? And, like, what's crazy is, bro, like, I've known you for how long now? How many years? Three?
Yeah, maybe. Is it three already?
Take, I'm 12, 25. I just turned 24. You met me at 18, 19.
Holy fuck. There's
we
no
went
way,
to,
bro.
We went to Roshi's birthday 2 years ago.
Holy shit. Damn, that shit flew.
I know, it's fucking crazy.
Damn.
But in the years that we, and like, this is genuinely like, the first time we were able to sit down and cook, like just talk, yeah, bro. When fucking the camera was off, we're flowing for 15, 20 minutes just off the dome. And it's dope because, like, fuck, sometimes you know people for so long and you really don't know them.
Yeah.
And, like, that's why it's always good to, like I it took me a while to learn, but, like, before I used to always, like, I don't know how to say it, but, like, how I looked at him, like, there's nothing I can really do with this guy.
Yeah.
And that might have closed the door on me a lot of times.
Yeah.
And, like, now I'm telling you, like, fuck, bro, that was my fucking learning lesson.
Yeah.
Like, fucking with him, I'm like, damn, you know what? Like, I need to shut the fuck up sometimes and just look. And, like, that's dope that, like, now that you've, like, bro, when you're doing the 75-day hard, I was texting you. I'm like, yo, like, I was like, this shit's nuts, bro. Like, I low-key want to do it, but I don't think I can. I don't know if I can do all that crazy
shit. A lot of people said, like, I want to do it, but I can't. Bro, I'm like, but realistically, at the end of the day, like,
you got to push, bro. You got to
do it. That's it.
I might have to start fucking. It's hard too.
I want to get back in it, but with these fools, like,
so what? What don't you
want me drinking and shit?
So that's the only thing you do though, right? Is just drink now.
Yeah.
You still get up and read and shit like that.
I still get up. I was reading like How to Win Friends and Influence People, but boring, bro.
Ugh.
Boring. And it's just like I'm waiting for another book to come in. One of my friends just fucking finished another one where it's like How to Train Your Brain to Do Certain Things.
Yeah, and making habits, forming habits, right, or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah, that one's a good. I've never read it, but
yeah. So I was like, okay, I was like, when you're done with that one, just give it to me, and then I'm gonna start reading again.
Have you read Think and Grow Rich?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was cool. It was boring, but
it's fucking boring.
Did you read? Did you read all of Rich Dad Poor Dad?
Yeah.
Did you like it a lot?
I liked it too. I mean, it was boring as well.
It's boring as fuck.
That was easy.
But no, it's easy to read. Yeah, it's like easy fucking to read. Yeah, fifth grade level, but I'm just saying it's like.
I didn't think it was that boring. Think and Grow Rich, bro. I'm at the end of the book where he's talking about like the sexual part.
Mm.
And I'm just like it's just like all spiritual. And to me, it's just kind of like repeating the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like, all right, like.
I get it. Yeah. And you're trying to end the fucking book.
Like, but then like you'll have a part where he's like, and if you don't get it, it's because you're not ready to be rich.
I'm he's
like,
talking fuck. Shit to him.
Literally. Yeah, I mean, there's some like, bro, there's a book that like the one that I was reading was boring as fuck where I'm just like so not interested in. But I learned which books I like do like reading, which is more like financial books and like discipline books.
Which one's the one you were talking about right now before we started the pod? Just so they can know.
It's called The Power of One More by Ed Mylett. I follow Ed Mylett. I mean, I recommend you guys follow him too. It's somebody that like it's somebody that like I kind of like look up to and like in a way want to be like when I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
He's just very like about like faith and shit like that.
I tried getting that book because I saw you post it.
It's good, bro.
Fucking sold out.
Is it really?
At Barnes and Nobles it was.
Holy shit.
Buy it on Amazon, you jackass.
And then fucking David Goggins, his books.
I like his podcast.
Can't Hear Me. Yeah, his podcasts are sick too. But that's like another savage.
My follow.
David Goggins.
No, the one.
Oh, Ed Mylett.
How do you spell that?
Yeah.
E D, and then M Y.
How do you spell E
T T?
Oh, okay, cool. I found it.
Yeah, he's fucking like.
Oh, I've seen this dude before.
Yeah, very influential.
How many followers does he have?
2.6 million.
I got more.
I don't know if you guys know who Andy Vercella is. Do you guys?
Nah.
Okay, so he's the one that created 75 Hard.
Oh, really?
But he's also partners with Ed Mylett. And they held a seminar, and I went to Nashville for that seminar.
Damn,
I remember when you went to Nashville.
Yeah, so yeah. I went to Nashville to go see them speak.
Oh shit!
And then my partner ended up joining the program because you have to make a certain amount of money to join like their group.
Yeah,
and so it's like a group of like 500 people maybe.
Damn.
And you get one-on-one every single week lessons.
Oh
by
shit!
Them.
That's
so every Wednesday. If I'm not with these fools, I try to make it to there. And then like lately, I've been off of it because I've been with these fools. But bro, they just speak fucking bombs, like
about
business,
saying.
About life, about like shit like that. And yeah, I really recommend anybody just following them in general.
You know what's crazy? You say that is I fucking like 2-3 weeks ago, I had followed an account on Instagram that was like, well, the ones we send each other, like the hustler motivation shit like that. But then I saw a dude speaking with like 100,000 followers, and like he was talking about financial literacy and shit like that. And then I watched one of his podcasts, and honestly, like. The whole time, it was like shit that I kind of already knew, so I wasn't really listening. And at one point of the fucking 2-hour podcast, he says, water doesn't cut through stone because of power. It cuts through stone because of persistency.
Mm.
And like that one line, now, bro, like he posts and I'm like watching his shit as soon as he posts. Bro, I watch his stories. Damn. I watch his TikToks. And I'm like, fuck, bro, all it takes is one little sentence for you to be like, oh shit, you know what?
Bro, it's like, crazy what like just coming across a video can do.
And, yo,
like,
hell yeah, bro.
I have a plan for like all this. Like
Yeah, I be sitting there spamming him. I send him to my homies. They're like, bro, what the fuck you said? I'm like, never mind.
But yeah, with social media, bro, I feel like I've always had a plan, like for like until like I'm 40. So like I do have a plan with social media.
I've always wanted to speak, bro.
Yeah,
but the only thing is like,
stupid as fuck.
Yeah, you gotta really know what you're talking about to speak, bro. Like, okay, I mean, bitch, you wanna fucking talk with your failing YouTube channel. That, fuck
that's
you.
That's one thing I wanna do too, is I wanna like I wanna be able to speak, but no, so we'll see.
Hell yeah, man.
This was a good fucking, I think this was one
probably
of the
best probably the most educational pod.
This is one of the best podcasts I've been in. Like deadass. And I've been in almost over 100.
What can I say?
That's just lit. I have a podcast coming out too. It's called Self Fade.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, bro, the people that I've had on there are fucking crazy.
No, I actually really want to listen to one.
I want to get you guys on there too, because I need your guys' story too.
Yeah, for sure. We should definitely get it.
But I've had like fucking financial advisors on there,
ooh,
real estate gurus, that's like, bro, people that are just dropping bomb. And I want to be able to get to like 100 episodes, because if I get 100 episodes, I can submit for Andy Versella and like Ed Mylett to come on.
Oh,
since
shit.
We're a part of the group, I feel like it's going to be able to leverage that.
Yeah,
too.
It'll jump you up a lot higher.
Yeah, so
that's fucking, that'd that's, be fun. That'd be
plan.
Fun.
That's why I just want to stack up and stay consistent with it, because
definitely,
especially like I knew that we were going to have a moment where we fall off, which is Q1.
Do you have a time that you're planning on?
No, it was supposed to be December. I mean, January.
Fuck, shit died. Well, thank you guys for all the love and the sharing and shit like that. This one was actually one of the most banger fucking podcasts we've had. Thank you for Dom coming out, talking his shit. This was super last minute. I told him fucking when?
Last week,
bro. So big shout out to you. Big shout out to Chris for stopping by and coming to speak. And thank you for showing love and spreading knowledge, man.
I got you guys. Hope you guys learned something from it. Take something from it. Hope you guys watched it through the end, because I know it's pretty long.
Yeah. Make sure you check the description, all that shit. We're gonna link all of his shit in his podcast that's gonna be coming out, shit like that. If you need solar, hit him up. If you fucking, well, I'm not even gonna start with you. If you need anything, hit this motherfucker up. But hopefully this shit will be out Sunday. I know we lagged 1 week, but thank you guys for being consistent and staying, sticking with us. So we'll see you on the next one, man. Wow.
Yo.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.